Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. I apologize for the delay. I had some technical difficulties. But if you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the one button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Crew Chief.
Oh, shit, my battery's going dead.
Frosty, we're within Florida, the South, baby. This bird's in radio. Let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you?
What's happening, lady? What's good with you?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, we're working on a few headaches for this weekend. You know what I mean? Getting ready for the big payback. So, you know, with that being said, we at the shop working busy as usual. You know, ready to get on somebody's ass.
Well, good.
Don't laugh at me now. Don't laugh. Don't pick at me.
I just laughed because you said it like I'm going to work through this show. It was funny to me. I'm sorry, darling.
Yeah, I don't know. Ain't no problem. It's all good. Yeah, we working away. You know what I'm saying? Getting everything in line and getting stuff together and everything else, man. You wouldn't believe. You would not believe the type of week that I've been having. Ooh, we've been pulling some serious hours at the shop. You know, trying to make everything happen. And so far, everything's working out for the best right now.
Between well, that's wonderful.
Calls, yeah, between customer calls and personal calls, man, boy, long hours. You get to the shop in the morning, and you leave the shop in the morning. So, you know, very few hours of sleep, and it's all going to pay off this weekend. So with that being said, this weekend I'm going to be real aggravated and frustrated. So I'm going to speak my mind this weekend and take it out on a few people this weekend. So I can't wait. I definitely can't wait. How your week going so far?
My week is going great, just hanging with the kids. Not as stressful as yours, but it sounds like you'll have a promising weekend. I'm excited for you.
Well, hey, if you can make it. If not, just wait till the DVD come out, and you will see exactly what I was talking about. But with that being said, this show is dedicated to Baldy. The big payback this weekend. Right now, we got open conversation. Anybody trying to lock in? I ain't really been following the shows. I've just been getting bits and pieces of what's been going on other shows. You know, I hear a few people beating on their chest. Some dudes called Roger Rabbit out of Louisiana. He had been beating on his chest. I heard Stanley Albright been beating on his chest. Tony Bynes been beating on his chest. I just been hearing, you know, a lot of people have been beating, you know, and selling a lot of wolf tickets. I just hope they know come the weekend ain't no more ducking. You know what I mean? All that bad talk. Y'all gotta lock something up or back that shit up, one or the other. But before we get into the show, I wanna thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, none of this would be possible. My sponsors, y'all sit tight. I'm going to get back with y'all a little bit later on. Let me see who I need to get on the mic right now. DJ Green, could you get DJ on for me, Lady A?
I sure can, just a moment.
All right. In the meantime, between time, while she doing that, push the one button. If you're going to Bradenton this weekend coming up, whether you racing, or spectating. No, let me, let, yeah. you racing or spectating, I want you to push the one button if you're coming over to Bradenton this weekend for Ball the Big Race, the big payback. If you're a racer, I want you to push the one button, tell me, or tell the listeners who you got locked in, who you trying to dance with, and why. Or for the spectators who coming, I want you to push the one button and let me know what races, who you want to see go head-to-head this weekend in Bradenton. So don't hesitate. Push the one button. Let's get this thing on the road, and let's make it happen.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, what it do, what it do?
What's up, my brother?
You, my brother, you. What you is what's up? I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
I'm looking forward to see you. I'm down to come down there where them palm trees at, brother.
You coming? That's what I'm talking about, sir. Come to the palm trees. I know what temperature is where you at, DJ.
Oh, man, it's kind of cold, man. It's got to be in the 40s right now, I'm sure.
Man. Right now, we about 76.
Oh, get out of here, man.
Man, I'm telling you, we about 76 degrees right now. 76,
oh, man, I can't
degrees.
Wait. I can't
right
wait.
Now. So, you know, all that cold weather, you can come over here and warm up. You don't get down here to the palm trees and warm up. No problem warming up. Nah, next question. You coming with or without the car?
I'm coming with the car.
Okay, that's
I locked in the white boys last night.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, when you gonna see that's what I'm talking about. When y'all gonna do something? When y'all gonna do something?
Gotta
Saturday
be in Sunday. Lady Lane Sunday by 6.
Sunday by 6?
Yep.
Damn it, man.
5 on 2,000 or better.
Woo-hoo. That's what I'm talking about. White boys say, fuck it, huh? They gonna get to it. That's see. Who you bringing with you, DJ? Who is sliding to the south from over your way on your side of town? Just you know.
Well, me, but Naked and Turbo Tim, all of us will be coming on down.
Okay, cool. Is Turbo Tim going? Is he going to actually?
Yeah, he locked in with Ball Factor.
But Big Ball, when they racing Sunday or Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know.
Boy. It's going to be some smack down.
Yes,
smack
sir.
Down. I think I got 007 sitting on the line. 007, you there? 007, I'm pretty sure he got something real nice he want to say to me. So I don't want to keep him waiting. You know, me and 007, he one of them good old boys, so I ain't going to keep him waiting in good fashion. 00, you with me? Well, I guess his phone was still muted. I know he be working around this time, so he had to, you know, step in and out when he could. But
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Talk to me, brother.
What happened? I'm coming down there in the palm tree. You know what I'm saying? We try to get on down there so I can. I ain't got no business down there in Brazen, but you know here I come. No, I'm fucking around and raped my daughter the last time down there. Now the owner's gonna come, so. We come to show the fuck out this weekend. To show
that's
out.
It.
No problem.
All that's we trying to do, we trying to show out. We ain't trying to make nobody mad down in the palm tree. We just coming to have a little fun. Do what we do.
Uh-huh. Definitely do what we do. Especially if you bringing a little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, I'm bringing it, man. You know, hey, last time I told y'all shit about.
Hold on. One second. Coochie, what you got? Little Red Riding who?
Little Red Riding Hooker.
Little Red Riding Hooker.
Yes, sir. Little Red Riding Hooker.
They just talk about it the way she, guess what? She going to be on her best behavior. Daddy going to be there this time.
Man, I got to give it to you, Double O. That girl, your truck got some good stuff, man. I mean, it got some real good stuff. You know, last time, you know, I got up in that thing, I took off in that thing, I was in full stride too. You know what I mean? I messed around and I got a little excited, and you know how I go when you get a little excited. Everybody, we all celebrate what happened when you get a little too excited. You know what I mean? But here's what. Hey, hold on now. I, hey, now, next, no, well, that next go around, they say the second time I always be the winner. So you know, the next go around, I ain't excited no more. This time I'm gonna take my time and long scope that thing.
Hey man, let me tell you something. She got some new moves she coming with this now.
Man,
she gonna pop that skirt up. I already told her. We get out of there, baby, you just gonna get buck wild. Daddy need that money. Get
man,
this money.
I'm coming off the dress on that thing. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna come off the dress on that thing.
Hey man, you better come off the ceiling fan, man. The dress ain't gonna be out. Come off the ceiling fan.
Yeah,
man, I want you to go deep, man. I'm gonna show you what
the
contract
paid up. I can't get it to all at one time now. If I do it to all at one time, she's gonna wanna come back. Man,
hey,
look,
she won't.
Hey, double O, she won't pleasure. She don't want pain. So I'm gonna give her pleasure.
Hey man, she said, Dad, I'm going out this time. I'm just gonna clown. I said, well, baby, is that what you wanna do? Do your thing. I'm going to be with you this time. Hey,
don't worry about it.
All right.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to be right there with her. Don't worry.
I told her, I said, baby, I ain't going to send you back down there. See, Tony know went out there and just let grade eight, rape her and all this. Him telling me, come on back up. Grade eight, bring your head back up, man.
Oh, great baby, Vita. Great Baker beat up.
Yeah. Hey, tell Great Baker. I'm looking for him.
You ain't got to talk. I'm pretty sure they on the line somewhere.
But yeah.
I'm almost certain that one of their members affiliated with their team is on the phone and they hear you loud and clear.
Hey, tell them the owner said it, man. The owner. Not the crew chief. Yeah. The owner this time.
So you going to run them one kick? You going to run them back one kick to one kick?
Man, that's what I'm going to tell them. Man, I got a truck. Keep your goddamn hood clothing. Come on.
Nah, I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't going to do that because they only got one kid on that car. So.
Hey, Coach Chief.
Yo,
well, listen to what I'm saying, though. You know that's dead wrong now because I got a truck. Them trucks don't work as good as the Mustang. Now, come on now.
Man, listen, bro. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you so you don't waste your time. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I mean, they might. Hold on. I can't speak for them. They might. But normally, they don't like to run cars with multiple stages. That's what happened when they ran 7-up. You know what I mean? They had one system, the two system, three systems. No, they ain't going to do that. They don't let
I ain't
they
got
the
two
on
like
that.
I had before.
Okay. They
I got
gonna
two systems. He ran me before with two systems.
They're going to tell you to cut them off. They're going to tell you to cut one of them off, man.
Man, I just like me telling my daughter she can't wear a thong this time down there. I already told her, so I ain't going to get back on my crew.
Hey, that's the best thing for. I like to be freeballing anyway, man. I don't like to wear nothing. That's the most stuff I got to take off. When I slide up under that dress, I want her to know I'm there. I don't want to think I'm not a wrestler or none of that. I just want her to know. Whoa, who's taking me through that? Okay. You know what? You know what I'm gonna tell her, Big Ken?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm gonna tell her in my Big Ken voice. I was gonna blow your ass on like what?
Hold on, crew chief. I got a couple. Go ahead. For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, that's Big Ken, man. He's still real excited about his new moves. You know. You know he got a new power plant. You know in Little Red Robin Hood. Ain't no big deal. We already know what time it is. Ain't no pressure on that, man. So whatever. I ain't mad at nobody doing for whatever they feel they need to do to win. But shit, we don't need more than that. I'm telling that much. Oh, that shit sounds good. In the meantime,
hey,
between times, yo, talk to me.
You know, y'all been hollering about, y'all want me to bring the belt and put up the belt. Y'all gonna put the extra money up so I know I don't want to get
man,
down the road.
That, man. We said that already, man. We had that understood already. We know we got to put $500 on top. We got to put $500 on top for the belt. The $500, we're going to put the $500 on top for the belt. No problem.
Fuck, man. I ain't getting no recognition with the belt. I get off the show, they cut me off anyway. Fuck it. I'm putting it up there. Don't mean nothing to me now. I'm throwing it up, buddy. Down
no problem.
On his ass, I'm bringing it to Florida.
Okay. Down on. Go ahead, man. I'm trying to cut you off, champ. Yeah, talk to me.
Hey, now be man enough. just say if something do go wrong, be mad enough when I call you in Mississippi and say, hey, Coochie, I'm going to put an extra 500. Come over to Georgia somewhere now. Give me a shot.
Listen,
if something
listen,
do go
listen.
Wrong, that's the agreement?
One thing about me, and anybody know about me and my team, bro, yeah, that's where you call, and we say we going over there, and you say come and give me a shot, I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't ducking nobody.
I will vouch for that. That's one thing I can say about the Coochie Big Low Team Low, that they definitely do that now.
We coming. Look, we came way to Mississippi. And defended our title against goddamn Mississippi Joe at Hub City. You know what I mean? No problem, bro. We ain't like that, man. We ain't ducking. Look, you want to race? Let's race, bro. Point blank, bottom line. I ain't trying to duck. Only way you're going to get recognized as a champ, you got to race like a champ. I don't want to be recognized as a belt holder. I want to be recognized if and when I get my hands on that belt, I want to be recognized as a champ. Not a belt holder. Oh, he was a belt holder. He been up a hold of belt 2 years. They ain't racing nobody. No, I don't want that ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for.
You don't
want to
be like Dirty Red.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be like a lot of motherfuckers. There's a lot more than Dirty Red that's holding belts that ain't racing. So, like I say, I want to be known as a belt. I want to be known as a champ, not a belt holder. So with that being said, whatever, I ain't got no problem with that, team. That's from me to you or any other. Still an S10, Chevy Love, Ford Ranger. If you're in a small truck with a small block on 28 notches, feel they want to come get some, hey, don't hesitate to hit me up. Facebook, Instagram, grudging.us, any of that. Y'all find me anywhere. Email, y'all, hey, whatever. Telephone, tell a friend, you know, tell a brother, whatever it takes to get it, hey, call me. I'm your man.
I thought he'd be on here talking to you a little bit, Coochie.
Yeah, you good. That's good. Hey, you need to take him off and know when you know that's a lie. When you get the buddy, said, I want you to leave that motherfucker home where you from. I want you to leave your medicine all the way home because I want you to act like a goddamn fool in Bradenton. And when I'm off, when I hit you across the head, you're going to realize, goddamn, I should take my medicine. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
So you and the white boy gonna get it on here at 8 Mile Pro Truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I want. That's what. Hey, you ever been to Bradenton before, DJ Grant?
I never have, but I look forward to it. I hear some real good track. And that's all I need to know.
Because
I plan to lay it. I plan to lay it down.
That's what I'm talking. You ain't got no problem.
All I can say is she hitting on all eight strong.
Okay, that's what. Hey, boom.
I feel real good. Can't wait to get down.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
and anybody else that seems like a little food before I get to them, they can be my appetizer.
Okay.
anybody think I look like the food? Down on my ass. Come on.
Okay.
Oh
yeah,
I
heard somebody.
What's going on, Gucci?
What's going on? Holler at you, give you my support.
Hey, Larry, I'm sorry I called you back, man. I've been so damn busy.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand how that is, man, but I had to come in and let Crew Chiefs know that I come in to give my support. You know, we'll be back engaging pretty soon, so that's really why we've been being pretty quiet on this end. But
okay.
See, they trying to trick you, boy. I see they trying to trick you, boy. You really trying to put backhand cars on you now, huh?
They trying to put it all on. One thing about it, if it look like food, and I think I can get away, or I think I got a chance. Guess what?
You gonna
I'll be
down on their ass to go.
Better believe it.
Larry, what's going on, Larry? What's up, BJ Grant? What's going on, brothers?
Hey,
what's going on? I'm about to listen to the show.
They're trying to get me in the kind of way
they can. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Who am I speaking with? Who that is?
This Big Danny.
Big Danny. Where you from, Big Danny? Sound like you
Chicago.
I knew you had to be
Cool Chief, you got to remember who I am. Because remember, you and Big Low was on the starting line.
I won't say no more. You got the glasses. You the brother with the glasses.
Yeah.
I already know. I caught the voice, bro. I caught the voice. Yeah, I remember you. Hey, you coming to Bradenton, bro?
Man, I want to get down there. I want to catch up with Willie Dog and BET, because Willie Dog say BET gonna need a lot of oil getting down there. I want to see this one.
Okay. Man, hey man, trust me, bro. This one race you don't want to miss. You definitely not gonna want to miss it. Anybody seen or heard from Biz?
Yeah, I heard Biz. I talked to Biz. Biz will be in that Saturday.
Okay,
he'll be in that Saturday morning.
Is he bringing his car?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure though.
No, he said it on a couple of shows ago. He wasn't bringing his car. He said he was spectating, but he did lock in for DJ Grant.
How the hell are you going to lock DJ Grant in for Bradenton and he don't bring a car?
Oh, no. He locked in yesterday with DJ Grant.
Yeah, you know DJ Grant? That's his first cousin.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Biz locked the race in, Cucci. Phil came on the line and Biz say, DJ, can I say something to Phil first? I said, yeah, go ahead. Hell, Biz locked him in. Phil, get down, man. 500 or 2,000 better be in the state late Sunday by 3 o'clock. And I told him, so I said, damn, Biz. I already told Biz can, you know, just like how Crew Chief is another one. I don't have a problem with Crew Chief say, look, DJ, I want you to jump down on this car. Fine, I ain't got no problem with that.
You know I'm with y'all the way, DJ.
Yeah.
I'm with you all the way. I was just trying to see if Biz was coming because I know he got a little pro-charge Mustang. You know, I got a little partner, got another little pro-charge Mustang on 28 stock suspension. You know what I mean? It really shouldn't be nobody crying. You know what I mean? He really ain't got nothing to cry about.
Yeah. Biz did not bring this car. I think
it'll be a Fat Tuesday down in Hood City. Have that car show up.
Yeah.
Mr. Larry.
Yeah, this is Larry out of Chicago.
Okay. You the one got to come out.
Like I heard Danny on here. Yeah, I'm talking like I heard Big Daddy program. Yes, sir.
You the one that owned the Black Camaro, right?
No, I'm the brother of the one that owned the Black Camaro.
Okay.
I'm not here, man.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. Listen.
Yeah.
I may have to gas up my van myself and leave out to get down to Bradenton.
Yeah, you might have to do what?
I say I may have to gas up my van to get to Bradenton.
Ain't nothing wrong with that now.
So I'll tell you what I'll put on the
show. I'll save you a seat.
I'm already gassed up.
I'll save you a seat. I'm just like what they said. Going to Bradenton, down on Bradenton's ass I go.
It sounds like it's gonna be a good show down there.
Hey, man, it's off and down there, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be an event that you don't want to miss, man. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, because they said the zoo was off the chain, and when I seen the videos, I said, oh my God, how did I miss that?
Yeah. Well, you know, as long as the people that's participating show up, and so far and so on, and the supporters, hey man, that's what makes the event, man. You know, and that used to be a real good event that suits them down in Florida. Most of all those events in Florida, Texas, all around, man. They've been being real good, you know. So, but this one here, this is a grand finale for the end of the year.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be all that in the bag of chips. But I got a few hands up. Let's see what they got, what we got going on.
All right.
I'm gonna get on mute.
Okay, no problem. Lay. Lady A. You with me? She must have got her phone on mute. Lady A. Lady A. She's doing the Jay Barnes to me right now. You know, Jay,
yeah.
Jay come up, MIA.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking for that handshake, Crew Chief. We've been doing all this talking. It's time for us to break bread now.
Man, don't worry about it, brother. Hey, one thing about me, I will not be hard to find.
Okay.
I will not be hard to find. I'm going to probably be somewhere close by the staging lane. And how you say, down on their ass I go.
Down on
the ass I go. I ain't ducking nobody. Little Red Riding Hood say they got some new moves they want to show me. God damn it, they damn sure they're going to have to show them to me.
Uh-oh.
See, one thing about doing the fucking, it's all good when you do the fucking. When you throwing the dick, it's all good. When the motherfucker start throwing it back, yeah, you got a problem then. Hey, you ain't never been in a room doing your thing with that girl, and you be, you know what I'm saying, putting your best moves on, and then she start throwing some moves back on you. You like, hold up, wait a minute, hold up. Yeah. You try to back up out that thing then, but boy, it's too late. So, yeah, they talk a good one. They got to show me that shit. They got to show me that. Lay, she got to be in the private room. Yeah, man.
So what did they ever end up with saying about the G body shootout or whatever? Is it still on 28th? Do you know what's going on with that?
I can try to get Baldy or a representative from Baldy on the line. I think it's just gonna be 28th. I don't think they changed it to 28th, 29th as of right now. But we still got time.
It's gonna be like anything on 28th or just.
No, it's going to be G body on 28. You should show her down, DJ.
No,
it's going to be G body. G body, 28 G body.
I was just asking, man.
Yeah, you got G body on 28. You can come on and have some fun. But outside of that, I pretty much think that's what it's going to be. But I'm not sure. It's not my show. But like I said, I can try to get body or a member of the representative team to speak on it. A little bit late. I'm gonna try to get him on. Lady A.
Yes, I'm
back.
Here.
I was calling you, sweetheart.
I'm sorry.
Let's get the mics open. We got the hands up. No problem. Let's get these hands up to see what we got going on here.
Okay, we have Turbo Tim. Your mic is open.
Hey, Turbo. There he is. Do they pro charge yet? Huh?
You want some of that?
Yeah. What do you got? Talk to him.
Got a Pro Charge Mustang, small block, 28.
No Willie Bar.
Nope. Man, I said 28, man. God damn.
Goddamn.
Man, if a motherfucker got 28 on the car, instead of Willie Bar, they need to get the damn
head. I'm asking, bro. You got 28W. You got a regular 28. Goddamn.
Yes, you got regular 28. Yes, he has regular 28, sir.
Okay, then. Stock suspension.
Yeah, stock suspension.
Hell, rock it in. 5.5.
Hold on, let me see if I can get him on the phone. Hold on. I'm finna get him on.
I need everybody to know that Turbo Tim out of Alabama.
Alabama.
Y'all gonna see Alabama gonna be standing up this weekend now.
Hell, Neil, we'll be back. What, January the 7th?
Huh?
We be back in Miami.
Somebody got their radio up. They ain't got no words.
That's my ring.
That
my ring though. I ain't got no words.
You ain't got nothing now, but when we get the ass break, you gonna
have
a whole bunch on.
You put
28
on that damn Malibu, I go to that ass
down there. We got 28 on that motherfucker. Now, what you want to do?
We can get it on.
We got 28 on that motherfucker. What you want to do?
Like in y'all, too. What's up?
We'll see what's up. Because we got to run the white boys.
and we got to run Big Ball Factor. Hold on.
Morocco, Indiana, around Labor Day, it's going to be posted up on the board. They're going to have a $100,000 event going on.
$100,000? What we
got
to do to win the
100? Get out. Get down on somebody's ass, you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just reminding, I'm letting you know about it so you can kind of keep out for the event.
Okay. Just send me, who this is? Who I'm talking to? This Larry?
Larry.
And this is Larry. Yeah, it's Larry.
You got my phone number, Larry?
Let me see. I don't think so, Coochies. No, I ain't got a Coochie. I don't see it in here.
All right, I'm gonna let Lady A pull you in probably. You get it from Lady A sometime throughout the show. And
okay.
just give me a call and keep me posted.
All right, I will.
Just give me a call.
Okay. I'll do just that.
Yeah. Just give me a keep me posted and yeah, just keep me posted, and we see what's up, see what to do, what need to be done, who has we need to kick for $100,000, shit. You know what I do for $100,000?
It's supposed to be all grudge cards only.
Grudge cards only.
28, true 29, true 28, no W ties. And it's
right.
Got to be a grudge car, any suspension.
No class cars.
So what you got to do, pick somebody and just go to their ass?
I think they're drawing out the hat. It's a shootout.
Okay, it's a shootout. Okay, so
yeah.
when is that race going to be?
That's going to be around Labor Day. They get it together now. That's why I'm letting you know ahead of time.
Okay, that's around Labor Day. Okay, well, when we get closer to Labor Day, we'll talk about it a little bit more. In the meantime, between time, I'm need to talk about who finna get their ass beat the brakes off of and break.
This weekend, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean,
that's
damn.
Right.
Hold on. Can anybody get Mr. Stanley Albright on the phone? I need Stanley Albright on the phone. Lady. Lady A, I know she got a little one she's tending to. She's doing double duty, you know. I'm trying to play mom and keyboard at the same time, so I got to be patient with her.
With me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I just came back. I'm sorry. I won't leave again.
No problem.
What you need, baby?
You got Stanley Albright number? Albright?
I don't.
SAJ, let me see if I can get it to you. I'm going to text it to you. I need to get Stanley Albright on the phone because I heard he was saying some exclusive shit. You know what I mean? And I don't like nobody saying some things when I ain't around. And, you know, that's just me. So with that being said, let me see. How about this? I'm going to pull it up real quick, Lady A. Let me pull it up real quick.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Let me see. I don't even think I got it in my phone. Let me see. Two seconds.
While we're waiting on that, let me go ahead and open this mic. We got caller 954-8179. Your mic is open.
Yep.
Hey, this is Sean.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Oh, man, you the man I've been looking for, man. I got these boys on the phone. Somebody said, oh, they were talking about the pro charger car. Oh, where the pro charger? They want to lock you in for Bradenton. So I didn't want to speak to you. I want, you know, get you on the phone and see, Was y'all gonna be able to make it to Bradenton? And if so, would you be interested in doing something? Where Terrible Tim at?
Well, Bradenton wasn't in the plans, but somebody can always make it in my plans if it's worth my while.
Turbo.
Yeah,
Bill. You heard what he said.
What do you mean,
5125? I don't. What car am I racing? Who are we going against? What are the steps? Come on, somebody got to give me something.
Small block.
Tell about the car, Turbo.
Small block. Twin turbo. 28. No wheelie bars. Stock suspension.
That sounds like too many rules. Damn. What is it now? Small block turbo. 28, no bars.
Yeah, he said, he said he got a small block. He got a small block turbo car with twin. He got small block twin turbos on 28 with no wheelie bars on it.
Small block what twins?
Yeah, small 28 car. He got a 28 inch.
Damn, we ran a small block with twins that. That car was fast as hell. What car are we talking about? What car are we talking about?
What car are you talking about?
Yo, man, I ain't never seen your car, man.
It's an Alabama car. Put it like that. You know everything in Alabama, bro.
Yeah, what kind of car you got, Turbo, Tim?
I got a Mustang.
I got a 93 LA hatchback one time. With A, and on it, it's full body.
What you mean by full body? That hell, I ain't got no
power glass, no other than the hood. Okay, and that's supposed to do what? You telling me that because what? I'm supposed to be happy? I'm supposed to get excited?
It's got a small block in it. Just like that pro car you got, but it's small block turbo.
Okay, so.
Hello? He's still on the phone?
He's still on the phone. You gotta be easy on us Florida boys. Man, ain't you know he ain't know much about the car, so you know what I mean. You beating on your chest kind of hard, and you said you can make it worth his while. He might want to. He might try something.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Table, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question. Is you going to wear a jacket when you drive that motherfucker?
Is that my what now?
Is you going to wear a jacket when you drive that motherfucker? Y'all motherfuckers in Alabama don't like to use safety. I see motherfuckers drive with short pants and T-shirts on in the helmet.
That's true. Come on, I'm in a big truck. I can't hardly hear you. What'd you say now?
Turn your fucking phone up. Your phone got a volume. If you reach on the side of your phone, and turn the volume up, you can hear.
Okay, now I got it up.
Okay, now you got your volume up. Do you plan on having on a jacket and pants when you drive that motherfucker? Because y'all motherfuckers in Alabama don't practice safety. Y'all motherfuckers drive with T-shirts and shorts on.
Oh, yeah, we got all that. We got a safety gear. We got all that.
Okay.
Next phrase, we got it all.
What time you want to run? What time you want to run this weekend, man?
We can run Sunday. About
12
o'clock Sunday.
12 o'clock Sunday?
Yeah.
Fuck, want to race 12 o'clock Sunday? That man probably just be getting to the track 12 o'clock Sunday. Why the hell you want to race so early?
They said the track closed at 6 Sunday.
Okay. 12?
They closed at 6.
Okay. You see, Sean. Sean, you there?
Sean, I left the field.
His phone has dropped.
Sean, I see Sean, I called everybody in Alabama. He's got an out there, a twin turbo fight.
Man, he don't know nobody in Alabama, man. That man just like to race, man.
Oh.
Man just like to race, bro. But nevertheless, DJ, this is what I need you to do, DJ. I need to get Turbo my number. After the show, I'm going to get, I'm gonna get with him and Sean. We'll get together on a conference call and we'll work some stuff out. Because my man, he want to do something, but you know everybody be screaming about forced induction. Maybe you know man got a little forced induction car. That's why I was looking for Biz. Because I know Biz.
Now, crew chief, I got to admit, now Sean didn't seem too confident. You seen a lot more company than Sean would.
Man, that's why I said I'm going to get with the man after the show, man. You feel me, man? He's shot. Man, ain't never been on the radio before.
Hey, Cruci.
What?
Hey, get Dirty Red on the phone. Just lock that turbo club back in.
Can you get Dirty Red on the phone?
Hold on.
Before you do that, get Dirty Red on the phone. In the meantime, while she's doing that, I'm going to try to get Stan on the phone. Mr. Albright.
So, boy, you ain't gonna let Jason Morgan get off the hook, huh?
Kind of scared. I don't want you to get scared. That man lock your punk ass in.
Man, I ain't never scared.
Yeah. That same shit Bone Crusher said. God damn it.
I ain't never scared.
Hey. Make that man remember me back in Hattiesburg.
Huh? Make him remember you.
In Hattiesburg.
Who the fuck you supposed to be to remember in Hattiesburg? What you want to? What happened to Hattiesburg?
Oh, no, your cousin
found
in Hattiesburg, I
please.
So I ain't had a goddamn song.
I cussed you out of Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me.
Oh, dear.
I just remember that. You said, oh, dear, now.
And when I get down there, what time y'all run the ball practice?
Hold on. We got a race of white boys Saturday. We hadn't talked to them. We didn't agree on the time yet, but Saturday. And then after that, we got to race Ball Factor. Ball Factor said he will wait until we run the white boys because we had them locked in first. So he said he didn't have a problem racing us after we raced the white boys.
So Ball Factor going to run the white boys too?
Ball Factor, yeah, I guess. I can't even say what Ball Factor going to do. But I know he want to people that G-body, and we going to give him what he's looking for.
When I get
to
the Ball Factor, hey, y'all want to lock in tonight, man?
Who will lock in tonight?
I locked that Malibu in on 28.
Man, we on 28, dummy.
I'm just saying, you asked me what I want to lock in tonight. I said, well, lock the Malibu in on 28.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this, sir. We got, you can get in line, I'll tell you that much. You get in line, we'll do something.
But listen, anything happen, break, anything like that, you don't lose no part.
Man, listen, what the fuck did I say, bro? You want to get your ass in line? You want to get your bitch ass in line or not, man?
I'm in line.
Okay, yeah, well, sit back and set the fuck up until your turn come up.
Gotcha.
When it's your turn, down on your ass we go. Because of my age. Because of my man, when I get my man back on the phone, when he lock your bitch ass in, when he knock five from your ass, I don't even think he's gonna do nothing no more.
I got a 500. Man, you got a 500 on the side locked in on that. You don't believe that? He don't believe that shit.
Okay.
You wanna lock it in?
Turbo,
$5,000 on that motherfucker. You ain't got to run the rest of them, nigga. That was the fuck you do, nigga.
What you said? You fucked
with it. I said, fuck boy, login, 1,005.
God damn.
Here we go on that Sunday. Turbo, Turbo, calm down. You're going to scare everybody off, man.
Dude, he just called me up. What did he call me a fuck boy?
No. Dude, what?
You called me a fuck boy?
I said a punk.
Oh, punk. You know y'all country motherfuckers got that twist on you, on your language, man. You got to get that shit.
Man,
you got to say that shit.
He said, who is this? This
dude talking about this here. He's online, man. Man, this crew chief, man. Man, listen, man. Listen, bro. Listen, bro. Listen.
Hey,
man, listen, bro. You gonna get your ass locked in, man.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about,
bro.
Listen, man. Listen, bro. Turbo, tell him. You ain't scaring nobody with that bullshit you got, bro.
Hey, I might have some bullshit. I'm asking you to lock in. You want to lock
listen,
in?
Bro. Only motherfucker got confidence in that shit is you, bro. Only motherfucker got confidence, not your motherfucker, your teammate, not no, the motherfucker help you unload that bitch out of the trailer, got confidence in that motherfucker.
Hey, crew chief,
I
got confidence in that something going.
What is it, DJ?
I do, man. I got to tell you that we from Alabama, man.
That's why
you
saying that. Hey, DJ, you supposed to stick up for the man. You supposed to man make the man feel like he got to win. You gonna make the man feel like he got to win because he coming way to fucking Alabama.
Man, stop all that
and
damn.
He ain't got to fucking win, man.
Crew chief, the man trying to engage, man.
Listen.
He dead ass serious about what he's saying. I'm just
okay.
telling you now.
Turbo Tim, you got comprehension skills, right?
I don't got no comprehension.
Listen, man. Okay, don't worry about it. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna help you get that locked in, bro.
What?
I'm
hey,
gonna
he
help
said,
you get that locked in.
Yeah. Hey, what did he say? Deposit on that shit.
No problem. Okay, you a fucking comedian tonight. You a fucking comedian tonight. Don't worry, I ain't got no problem with that. You gonna get the deposit,
hey,
sir.
I got a fucking small block on 28. I go to your ass with that
goddamn
big ass motor y'all got.
All right, hey DJ.
Yeah.
Let me talk to somebody who got some sense, baby. Your homeboy ain't got no motherfucking sense.
He got
listen, DJ. Crew chief, the man is trying to engage. I mean, if somebody want to lock him in. He came on here saying he wanted. Everything the man is saying, he gonna do, and we'll do.
What he
DJ.
Said? He said
DJ.
He had a phone charger
to
lock in anybody on
28. Okay, do you see the man on the phone? The man's phone dropped off, bro.
Yeah, he didn't drop off, he hit in. He said, fuck that.
Because he hit the end button, this is what I'm going to do. DJ, you make sure Turbo Tim get my phone number, call me three ways, however y'all need to call me.
We're gonna get
in contact with me after the show, bro. And we're gonna get something going, man.
Hey, motherfucker. Ain't the track gonna be on Friday night?
Yes, the track gonna be open Friday night.
Well, I'll test them too on if you and that medical y'all got Friday night, then I'll be down on Friday night. Okay. What's up? Right here.
Listen, bro. We need to do some testing too, but we ain't testing with nobody right now.
Okay then. Well, I'm getting off the phone.
Get off the phone and call me after the show.
Later.
All right, Turbo.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm putting my phone on mute. I'm still gonna hear you talk about it too.
Put your shit on mute. Put your phone on mute and wind your window down. And put the radio up, motherfucker. Let the wind beat on your ear. Turbo, don't get just what the fuck he's looking for. I promise you that, man. I promise you, Turbo.
Well,
I tell you what, he
gonna do what he say, man. And he dead ass here, buddy. Y'all might think he laughing or playing. He dead ass for real. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Turbo, Tim ain't raised nobody all motherfucking year, man.
Well, it ain't because he's been.
You a goddamn lie. We done raised everybody in the world.
Who you raised this year? How many races you had this year, man?
We done had several races, but we lost all of them.
Okay, how many races? Several is three.
Hell, I can't remember all of them.
Oh,
hell,
I know.
We raised
that goddamn man.
But damn that, how many I'm gonna take down there in Bradenton? I lock in 5 races in Bradenton with 1 motherfucker's car. You count that motherfucker around.
You only gonna make one of them bitches, because after that bitch gonna be leaking all everywhere.
Yes. I tell you what, we gonna test on your ass Friday night for them 25 like it is.
Yeah. Didn't I say call me after the show, you regular motherfucker?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's 007.
What's up, 007?
Hey, what back half cars y'all got down there, man?
See, you know we got Barley down here. Why, who looking for him?
Shit, we trying to get a red with a back half car.
Okay, I told you what we got down here. You know we got Barley down here. Who looking for him?
I got Kemba on the line. They trying to lock in a back half car down there with somebody.
You got who on the line?
Cowboy from Prime Time Click.
Man, let's put Cowboy on the line, man. Let me hear what Cowboy got to say, man.
Cowboy, you out there? Cowboy, you there? He just called me and told me he's going to be on the phone. Lady Egg working the board.
Yeah, I'll finish you right now. Lady Egg, do we have any hands up, Lady Egg?
No, sir.
Get Cole Killer on the phone, Coochie.
Lady Egg, could you get Cole Killer on for me?
I can, and we do have one caller just popped up, 305-7640. Your mic is open.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yep, there you go. Hey, boy,
Crew Chief, what's up, baby?
What's
happening? Everything good?
Yeah, everything good, man. They were asking for you by name earlier, so I got Fast by Gas. Tell them who you is, bro.
Fast by motherfucking Gas.
Oh, okay. Fast by Gas, what's happening?
Ain't nothing, baby.
It's 007. I'm coming to your town. I'm doing everything you want this weekend.
Okay, there you go. You're a good man.
I'm coming to your fucking town. I'm driving 12 hours down there. Shit, I'm going to be there Friday. We can get this shit on, man.
You're going to be there in person, right?
Yes, man.
Okay, thank you. That's all I want.
Hey, 007.
Yo.
You want to do something straight off the trailer?
Huh?
Do you want to do something straight off the trailer? You want to lock me in straight off the trailer?
Man, you and Tony locked that race shit. I don't know how y'all got it going.
I know. I'm asking you now. Do you want to lock something in straight off the trailer?
I ain't going to go and mess up what you and him got going on, man.
Man, the only thing we got is a goddamn race. We agreed to race, and we going to put the money up for the belt.
Hey, hold on, let me get Tony on this goddamn line. We may run you Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. We run y'all 3 fucking days. There's 3 hours. There's 2 hours.
That shit sound good.
But that first peel is way off now.
That shit sound real good, though.
Yeah, I'm telling you, 007,
that shit sound real good.
Hey, do you want me to confirm that? We'll run you Friday night when we get there. We'll run you Saturday and Sunday.
We already locked in for Sunday.
We ain't gonna wait till Sunday. We gonna run before Sunday. Hold on.
You and Tony up, man.
Hold on.
How the fuck I thought? Yeah. Hey, Sam.
Hey, they looking for a back half car.
Yeah.
You don't think Smokey wanna do something?
Man, I gotta see what they got.
Okay, because you know Smokey on kill.
Hey, Poochie.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, Poochie. I'm going to click the Cowboy in.
What's wrong with your fingers? Get the pussy.
You hear me, Coochie?
What's wrong with getting the pussy?
They said they're hitting the one button, they ain't coming through. I'm going to try to click them in on 3-way. Give me 1 second.
Get the pussy.
Huh? All right.
Ain't nobody else on the phone?
Man, hey, yeah, everybody on the phone. I just want to hear what everybody quiet to see what Tony got to say.
DJ, you know I'm on the phone, man. You know I'm on the phone. Them got quiet. It got real quiet on the phone. Every time, mm-hmm. Hey, every time this month, I'm everybody else get off.
Man, who is it? Turbo Team?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm
on it.
Everybody else.
Turbo, you lucky my partner sold his Mustang, because we'd have went to your ass, boy. You lucky my partner sold his Mustang. My partner still had that Mustang, boy. We'd have made you go back to Knox. Your name would have switched from Turbo Tim to Knox Tim.
Can you hear me back?
Double O Seven. They told you to hit them back, 007.
Man, just call me, man.
Man, what's up, man? I got these clowns on here beating on their chest. Talking about they'll do us.
Cowboy.
They want to run us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey.
Yo, hey, Ken.
Yeah.
We're running Friday. Cowboy, you got it, Coochie. God damn it. I told you they were listening. God damn it. We're running Friday.
No, I don't.
And then look, I want to lock ball in. You say Paulie got a back half. Can I lock ball in?
Paulie got a back half.
Can I lock him in?
On the phone?
525 or better? Or 3,000 or better?
525 or better?
3,000, it don't matter.
Let me get him on. I got to try to get him on the phone later. Could you try to get Baldy on for me, please?
5,000, it don't matter. I just want to lock Baldy in.
Well,
get
it
back
half,
matter of fact.
What, lock
get
him
it
in
back
what?
Half. Get it
lock
back
him in
I got
what?
A back half. I got a back half.
Okay, y'all, you want to play, man. What you got, bro?
I want to play. I got a back half. I got a back half Camaro.
Okay. Well, now you got
so
now you bringing it. You got a ghost car now, right?
I got a back half Camaro.
You got a ghost car, right?
You asked me what I got.
Oh,
I have to go.
Okay.
I'm telling you what I got.
You got all the motherfucking sense. You got all the motherfucking sense.
I have the sense, man. You asked me what I got. I'm telling you what I got. How clear can I get?
Okay. You right.
Well, how about this? I lock any back half up. Since you scared of falling, I lock any back half up.
Man, I ain't scared of Baldy, bro. I got to get him on the phone, bro.
You scared to lock Baldy. I lost any back ass up. Check the drug in back ass. Anything they got back ass. I'd be glad to lock it up.
No problem.
Lolly
Dolly. Hey, Cowboy.
Yes.
Can we run? We going to run them. We're going to get out of there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We'll run them all 3 days.
All 3 days, man. There you go. You got it. See, I just had to check with them because they got the truck.
Well,
what y'all trying?
You could have locked me in. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
They could. Big King got on here. So he'll run us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I asked him, do we want to lock in from straight off the trailer?
No, we're going to lock in throughout the trailer. But we'll run you Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can come off the trailer if you want.
No, both of us come off the trailer.
Yeah, we coming off, but we're going to test.
What we need to test for?
Well, you ain't got to test your car.
Your car for us, too.
You ain't got to test your car if you don't want.
that's Cowboy Coochie.
Yeah, that Cowboy, man.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I take him up on that little bet he was talking about to throw him when he came down here to Miami.
In
the
back half.
It won't be close this time.
In the back half. Do anybody want to lock that in?
Hey, Blue Low.
In the back half.
Yo.
Man, the boy said they got a new motor in Little Red Riding Hood. And woo-hoo. They got the new move they're going to show us, man.
He said we got a new nothing in it. We said we'll run you Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Man, see, you wouldn't even on the phone, man.
Hey, Crew Chief, what makes you think we got to put a new motor in there?
Yes, man. Hey, Ken, you ain't got to worry about that.
Man,
he worried about a motor. I want to run him, man.
Man, we ain't worried about your motor, bro. We don't give a fuck what mode you put in that mode.
Friday and Sunday. Lo, don't you talk that much, Lo, because you might get your news, too. You're going to get something, too, Lo.
Man, what you bringing? What you got for Lo, man?
Rambo. Lo might get healed, too.
Man, you don't
Rambo,
know
what
Rambo
got.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I had them 29s, though. Don't worry about it, though, Kyle.
I don't give a damn what you have on there. Lo, you can have a set of keys on it. Why get ready to run your own? I ask you what kind of tires you got on your car.
Hey,
you get the wish? I ain't ducking you. That's your car. We go what? That's your. You right. I ask you what kind of tires you got on your car.
We go run. Ain't no sense. Ain't no sense big Lo. We going to run.
Okay.
On well, your you know how down, on your ass, we go. You got a nightmare, but, hey, y'all draw the nightmare, so y'all see that ain't going to happen.
Any bag has in the world, boy.
That shit sounds
the whole wide world is in my hand.
Hey, hey, Cowboy, when y'all going to get here, Cowboy? Y'all going to get here Friday?
Yeah. Yes. Early Friday.
Hey, Friday night we're going to strip club, so don't make sure you're
Friday,
going
I want to run. Fuck strip club. I want to run Friday. I want to run your ass, Friday. Damn, it's good.
When they close the track, goddamn it, we're going to strip club.
Yeah, but I'm going to get your ass before we go to strip club. I can have some money to get for them holes down there.
Yeah, you got a little money to get into some of them holes. You fucking with me?
Well, I want to run you before I go to strip club. Don't get them hoes some money.
If you get that motherfucker straight off the table, you got that.
Cricker. Hey, Cricker Man, ain't you ready, Cricker Man? Cricker Man say he ready to do the damn thing.
Wow. If you get, y'all get that motherfucker straight off the table, y'all got me, Friday.
Man, I don't care. Let me care. I don't care what you do to your club. We don't own your club. I don't care where you come at. You can come.
No, y'all
out
come straight out the trailer. Y'all
yeah,
come straight out the trailer.
Fish.
Y'all got me.
You come out the woods if you want.
Y'all come straight out the trailer.
I ain't coming
straight out
the trailer because I'm pulling the well up there. And then I might hit some punk on the road. So I ain't coming straight out the trailer.
Okay.
But I
well,
will get your ass.
Leave
I
me the fuck alone. When you
get your
ass to come straight out the trailer, then you talk to me, goddamn it.
Yeah, I know you don't want to run.
Hey,
he want to wait till Sunday.
He
want to wait till Sunday and get his ass whooping. So I'm going to give it to him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
He's going to pay the punk out by Friday. He said, we're going to get him Sunday to run him, man. We're going to be on the last of this whole Sunday.
No,
man,
I'm going to
give him a special. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's a special.
I'm
not coming off the trailer because I might hit some bumps on the road.
Oh, okay.
Might knock down the line. But
okay.
I will get to your ass Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey,
long as you come out the trailer, long as you come out the trailer, you got me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hey, wait, look, can you get Paul on the phone, man? I run Paul. Can you get Paul on the phone?
I've been trying to get Marty on the phone since we've been on
but
the phone.
Look here, that boy and Barley got back ass, right? Yeah, I know everybody might open. That boy and Barley got back ass.
Man, my other partner, his car parked right now. The other back ass, his car parked, so.
There's a lot of people got back ass out there, right?
Man, I can't speak for a lot of people back ass, though, bro. You know what I mean?
Man, they better not fucking breathe.
All right.
Man, tell goddamn Trigger Man to set his ass up, man. Hey, man. Hey.
Trigger Man, you want to run tonight?
Hey.
Trigger, you ready to run tonight?
Hey,
Cowboy. Trigger Man, you already said, man. Yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Ask Trigger Man if you still want that big ass iguana, man.
Huh?
Ask Trigger Man if you still want that big ass iguana.
Oh, no, he don't want that damn thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay,
man. Trying to bring that motherfucker up there for nothing, man. This motherfucker look like a Komodo dragon.
Trigger
but,
Man, shut up that shit, man.
All right. So, anything, so you ain't nobody trying to lock you in right now. So, you sit back. You go ahead and use your mic because you got a lot of background noise anyway. 007. 007.
Okay.
Yo. What's up? You got something else going on?
Hey, what kind of, hey, well, I lock in and we're going to come off the train on Saturday, Ray.
You going to come in and do what?
I lock in, we're going to come straight off the train on Saturday and run you.
Okay.
I'm
not even making
Friday.
My cash Friday.
No,
you ain't doing
yeah.
No, hell no. No.
I'm catching Friday and I run your ass
out. No, no. Ah, that's
okay,
that straight
off that trailer, man. I ain't fuck after, no. After Friday, I ain't testing no other pass. You're going to see me testing.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Negative. You don't pull that bitch. If you want to raise me Saturday straight off the trailer, you leave that bitch on there Friday. I'm going to leave that bitch in the trailer Friday. And Saturday, we get to the business. Come, both of us come straight off the trailer.
Hey, Coochie, I bet you on my mama. She's been dead for years. That bitch is not going to stay on that motherfucking trailer Friday night. Saturday, I'm going to run somebody Sunday. I'm going to run somebody then. I'm going to get on you. You can bet I ain't going to let that bitch stay on the trailer.
Okay,
not
for
Sunday. Shit. Man,
I said Saturday, sir. I wish you Saturday straight off the trailer, but you can't make now past Friday.
Shit, I'm racing somebody Friday night.
Who you racing Friday?
You'll see.
Man, who you racing Friday?
Man, you think I'm coming 12 hours just to bullshit down there?
Save me the speech. I ask you a question. Who you racing Friday?
Hey, man. You'll see when I get there.
Oh, okay. Just like I thought. Yeah, I see you this weekend, man. Anything else you got to say?
No, sir. I'm just being honest with you. I'm coming to race this weekend, Coochie. For real.
Man, you ain't on the motherfucking one.
Me ain't lying.
You are not the only motherfucking one.
All these motherfuckers that done beat me, I told them I'll be back. I'll be back.
Man, listen. Only thing I can say, there's the only advice I can say. I hope y'all got that motherfucker tuned up good.
You think I'm bringing that bitch 12 hours for nothing?
Man, listen, we don't care, man. We know about all that shit y'all done did, man. We don't give a fuck about
man,
that.
Listen, hey, Crew Chief, I'm going to tell you something, though.
What?
You can't know because I don't even know.
And no, you won't motherfucking bet nothing. You won't bet that. You want to lock that right in? Do you want to lock that right in? Do you want to lock that right in?
Ain't no lock to be locked in, man.
Man, I don't know. You tell me I don't know. Do you want to lock that right in?
Hey, if a motherfucker did something to that truck and I don't know about it, when I get the floor.
Man, that shit sounds
good. It ain't
going to
even matter.
Yeah, that shit sound good, man. Do he want to lock that up, that shit you talking about? Come on, what a brother.
I
want
to lock the race, man. I'm coming to race.
Oh, just like I thought. We'll see you the weekend, 007.
I ain't got no other choice but to see you, Crew Chief. I told
you
I was coming the whole time.
You told him
the
whole time. And I'm going to show you some Southern hospitality when you get here.
I'm tired of I told you. The belt don't mean nothing to me now. I'm tired of people saying I'm ducking with it, so I'm bringing it to you.
Man. No problem.
Yeah, I'm bringing it to you.
All right,
yeah,
I ain't going to take a lot
about.
On you just because you're bringing that motherfucker.
That sure ain't.
I ain't
going
to take a lot on you
because
you're bringing
close.
That motherfucker.
Say what? Back there.
Won't be close this time.
Who said I won't be close?
Fast by
there
said that.
Oh, okay.
Like
I thought somebody else did. So.
I hope you bet like that. I hope you bet like
yes.
You feel like it ain't going to be close.
Yes, sir.
Come see me. I'm going to be the fattest motherfucker there.
You make sure you wipe that belt off. Wipe that belt off real good. Make sure that belt shine.
Man, that motherfucker in the closet. What the hell?
You make sure that.
Hey, man. That bitch in the closet. Rats probably jumped and peed on that bitch.
Say, make sure you clean it off and bring it on down.
Hey man, I don't have to have a belt to be a champ. I'm a champ at everything I do, man.
I understand.
Yeah.
I feel the same way, but
yep.
I felt you stole one from me, so I got to have you.
Dirty red.
Hey, I ain't stealing a champ like that.
Who in the hell said dirty red?
Huh?
You heard that too, huh?
I heard somebody say Dirty Red.
Dirty Red, man, he's coming around for the belt, man. Hell.
Man, and Dirty Red ain't bringing that bitch. Man, I seen Dirty Red shit on the back of a goddamn trailer talking about he was at a Macon Christmas Day parade.
Yeah.
That's the only place that bitch going is in a goddamn parade where he ain't got to pull it off the trailer and run nobody with. Dirty Red ain't doing nothing. Next time, Dirty Man, it'll be the summertime for Dirty Red run somebody with that motherfucker again.
Crew Chief, but I'm going to see you down there, man. I ain't going to hold up the show. Y'all go ahead, man. I enjoy
no problem. Ain't no problem.
If everything go well, I'll be down there, man.
All right. Appreciate the double O.
Okay, man. All right. All
right. Yeah, that's what's up. Lady, we got any hands up?
No, sir.
All right. Do anybody got anything else they need to say? Because I do need to get back to work. If I have some hands up, I'll keep it going. If we ain't got no hands up and ain't nobody doing up, saying nothing real too tough right now, I'll go ahead and get back to work.
Dirty Red Turbo 10, we're trying to get, see if y'all want, y'all bring the turbo car down there?
What turbo car? I'm
talking about Dirty Red. When Dirty Red just on the line?
Dirty Red ain't even on the phone.
I could have swore that was just him got in line. Okay, my bad.
Okay. What up, crew chief?
What's going on? Who the hell is this?
G-Shot.
Oh, G-Shot. What's up, G?
What's up, G-Shot?
Shit, nothing, man. Working.
You making the trip, G-Shot?
Nah, I ain't going to make it, man. I was going to ride down with some dudes and just spectate, but I'm just going to stay home and work, I think. Keep on working.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting that money, G. Definitely ain't nothing wrong with getting that money.
Want to tell everybody to have a good time this weekend and be safe.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. You got anything else you want to add to this?
Nah, I'm good, man. What's going on, G-Shot? Nothing, Larry. What's up, man?
Just me. Just chilling. Well, could Crew Chief disappear?
Yeah, them boys done went back to work, boy.
They went back to work, huh? Oh, boy.
Hey, Crew Chief. Crew Chief.
Crew Chief dropped, guys.
Uh-oh. You did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Any more hands up, Lady?
Boss Bynes just got on.
Boss Bynes.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, who is this?
This is Stunner, but the crew chief phone just dropped, so I'm just trying to hold it down for him a little bit till they get back on.
Well, do you know a guy named Baldy?
Yeah, we were trying to get him on. We heard you wanted to get at it.
You know that man on the show, man. You know he on the show, man. 10 miles the phone, man. We're trying to lock him in. Is his race?
Later, hey, is Baldy on the line?
No, and I've tried calling
them
a couple times. I couldn't get through.
DJ?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, my goddamn phone dropped.
Hey, do y'all know the Shadow phone number, Phil number phone number?
The number for Phil? No, I do not know the number for Phil.
Damn. Phil did come on the line with us. He said he'll run any back half car. Now, Phil did say that now.
Well, I wish y'all call him back. Can y'all call him back?
Who that?
That's Tony talking.
Who you trying to get in contact with?
The Shadow. Trying to get in contact with Phil, the Shadow.
I don't have a number. I don't have a number for him. I don't know if anybody listening have a number for him, Tony.
How about Lady B? She said they called today.
Oh, whoa, Lady A, you said Lady A, right?
Mm-hmm.
say that, yeah.
Yeah, you say Lady B, don't that's disrespecting my host, man.
Do it, do anybody know Spider-Man holding them or Steven Jackson or either, what about Big Ball Fight?
None of the above, sir. I don't know, Big Lo. I don't know if Lo got any of their numbers, but I don't have their numbers.
What about Baldy? Anybody calling Baldy?
We've been trying to get Baldy on all the whole time we've been on the show, bro.
Now, I think Dog should be able to get in touch with Ball Factor now to get a field number.
Who?
The dog on the line?
Dog?
Yeah, Dog can get in touch with Dog.
I don't see him right now. He was earlier.
Well, I'm trying to engage.
Hanging up on the what? On the what?
But y'all did say they wanted to run any back ass. They wanted to run any back ass.
That's what he said. Exactly what he said, man.
I hope you get on the phone. I call him a damn lie. Nickname shit.
Hey, Tony. You must got a surprise for the backyard world, man. Cause you looking for backyard between you and Cowboy. Y'all looking for backyard like y'all.
We're looking for him with a flashlight in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must be some good stuff y'all smoking then.
Well, I'm trying to lock in. I'm trying to engage. I'm trying to lock in.
Well, I guarantee you get there. They will engage.
Well, I'm going to tell anybody that's going to be down in Brandon this weekend, especially Baldy, if y'all want some action, just come over to Ryan Prime Time where we'll be at. If y'all want some grudge racing action, Friday night,
hey.
Saturday day, or Sunday.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Tony, could you let my listeners know what all cars you bringing, bro?
All right, we're bringing a back half car. We're bringing a Mustang with no wheelie bars. We're bringing Rambo, and we're bringing a Little Red Riding Hood.
How the Mustang sit that you bring?
Mustang set with 29 10.5s on them.
29,
no wheelie bars.
Okay, you bringing a big block Mustang, okay.
No wheelie bars. So
okay,
if a car with wheelie bars want to engage, you know, I do the right thing. But if you ain't got no wheelie bars, I'm trying to engage. You know, turbo cars, superchargers, I ain't nothing about them. I'm talking about any car with a carburetor with 29s on it, we automatically lock. All they got to do is say, come on, Tony, who you want to hold the money? That's all they got to say. They ain't
got
to say what kind of car you got or what color it is.
We got forced induction cars with carburetors
No. I said carburetor cars. You can have two carburetors, you can have one. As long as you got 29s or smaller on that car, you got to race. You got 28s on if you want to. You got to race. All you got to come over there with Prime Time, man. I'm going to have plenty of T-shirts to sell. All you got to do is come over there with Prime Time, man. You got a back half car, we could lock in right now if you want to. We're trying to engage. Everybody think I'm bluffing. All you gotta think I'm bluffing. All I gotta do is put the money up. And easy $500. That's all you gotta do. Easy money. Easy money.
Tony, can I ask you a question?
Uh huh.
Can I ask you a question, Tony?
Yeah.
Tony, being that you're coming out and you're saying you're gonna take on all comers and any everything, I mean, you call them big names. Do you think you got the grudge world shook up?
Well, you know, every move I make, you know, they be on top of me. I don't know how in the world somebody got a picture of the car in the shop. I don't know, they broke in the shop and took a picture that night. Put it on the internet this morning. I don't know what's going on. But the thing is about it, I'm trying to engage. I'm trying to have a car for every class. Any truck, any S10 truck with 20s on it, they got a big block or small block, it don't matter. We ready to lock in. Saturday, we're probably going to run crew chief Sunday, but ain't going to stop us from running the S10 truck Saturday. All the S10s out there got action. If I see you riding in a Mustang small block and you got the bullshit, I'm going to draw dead on you with the truck. You go out there make a good pass, it ain't going to bother you, but you go out there bullshit and blowing your tires off or bogging out the hole or up on the bumper, I'm drawing dead on you.
Hey, Tony, can we... Can we expect to see some old school grudge action? Are you just pulling down in somebody's lane? You know, just getting out of the lane regardless. And can we expect to see something like that going down this weekend in Brady? I've never seen that yet, Tony. I heard about that style, you know, grudge race used to do back in the day. Just pull down on somebody.
Well, I'm pulling down. You know, like we did last year. We went down, we kept walking down the lanes, and we saw somebody, we called them out. That's how we did last year. They went down to see somebody, asking what they're grudging. I said, well, let's see them. But, damn, every 9 out of 10 people told us, we just testing.
Well,
I brought Rambo down there last year. And, you know, some races we race, I know we can't win, but we gamble, you know. You know, Eric in the wagon against Rambo. I know he ain't got no chance, but I drawed on him. He didn't draw on me. I drawed on him. And he come and stood on the bumper. He had me beat, but he stood on the bumper, and I got away. So we just gambled, you know what I'm saying? That was easy. We had about 2,000 piece bet on that race, and a lot of people on the bet on the side. And I knew Eric was faster than me, but we going to gamble regardless. It's not going to be this year. We're going to go down the line and make ready. But Eric, even though Eric had the fastest car, the wagon, we had to make his ass race. It was a shame, man. I had to make him race.
Hey, Tony,
y'all had to make him race.
We had to beg him to race. We had to beg that man to race.
No, y'all didn't. The goddamn lie.
We had to push him to race.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't,
okay.
Tony.
Okay.
Hey,
Let me back up. We had to ask him two or three times. It wasn't just
a
one-time
action. Yeah, because the reason he did that, because he was worried about where the money was coming from, because you know the man said he wasn't gambling. He was worried about where the money coming from.
I told him, we got it.
Don't worry about it.
Well,
we
I know I asked him two or three times.
We got it. Y'all, congratulations. Move right along.
But I'm telling you something like me. When I beat a man like I beat Eric last year, I was the first man this year asking if he wants to get back. He said no. I beat Crew Chief down there at County Line Drag Strip. I was the first one said, I'm going to give you some get back. I'm going to give you some get back race when I come back to Florida. That's what I'm doing. But people look and get away with me, man. I have to beg them. Won't get. See, white boys beat me in Macon, and they ain't no good sportsmanship because they won't give me a race back. You see what I'm saying? I always give a man a chance at his money back. You know, gambling. They do me just like a man should do me. He go out there, we start shooting dice. He makes two or three numbers. He haul ass. Don't give me a chance to shoot. You know what I'm saying? Give me money back. So that's how the white boys do it, man. That's why I'm pissed off about them because they won't give me a rematch. Their car going to be down there. My car going to be down there. But they don't want to race. They'd rather run DJ Grant, a damn turbo car, than run a carburetor G-Bot. I don't understand that. It won't give me no get back. You got to have good sportsmanship in this race. Ain't nobody out of beat. When I used to beat Big Low, I always told Big Low, I'm going to give him a rematch. And you got Big Low here today. Every time he said, Tony, I want to race again, I said, where you want to go at? But hell, somebody beat me, I can't even get a get back race. You know what I'm saying? That would piss me off.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm gonna say what others ain't going to say, man. It's been a lot of talk and speculation about this Rambo car. They say something about that Rambo car ain't right. So, you know, that's why ain't nobody really trying to, you know, do nothing with that car.
Hold on.
Let me clear the air because you brought it up. I wasn't going to go into it, but then as you brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and go into it. There's been a lot of speculation about this car and what it is and what it ain't. G-Body, it is. Chassis-wise, it ain't. So, you know, like I said, I ain't seen the car, I ain't heard about it.
I tell you what, ain't nobody seen the car. But let me explain something to y'all. I don't want to get into details about what kind of man, if he got his back half, is he ladder bar, or is he chassis, or is he star suspension. I'm not class racing, man. I'm grudge racing. So when you grudge race, you run them, what do you run? You see what I'm saying? So ain't no speculating. Just like I said, did you hear me say anything on 29 tires, no wheelie bars, they got action? You remember me saying that?
I heard you say that, clearly.
See, that's why I said, back in the day, I think me and Dawg, the oldest grudge racers out here. See, we've been racing since, I guess, the crew chief then was probably still in grade school and stuff. We were out there grudge racing then. When we used to come to the track and race, we ain't looking for no car and say, you got too much nitrous or you got too big a tire or you got wheelie bar. If we start the same tires, if we set the same tire, we race. Ain't no question, we race. Now, I ran Big Low. I done ran Big Low about five times, and I swear I never looked up on this car. I don't know if we got star suspension or ladder bar, because guess what? It didn't matter. If you got a Jeep, if you got a Jeep by the car, or two Jeep by the car, it don't make no difference if the white boy's got a chassis car, back cab car, or star suspension car. If you want to race, you want to race. See, that's why a lot of races don't get off the car. This is the people that worry about what another man got, that's the easy excuse not to race, basically. I done run so many different type cars. I don't know. The only thing I look at their tires, I say, damn, it's like a big, pretty even race. I ain't gonna cry about how much notches or what big motor they got. I don't care. I just want to race. We just gambling.
Hey,
just
Tony,
like
let me ask
guys,
you.
Playing poker.
Tony, let me say this. Now, I'm putting it all over you out there.
Right.
Tony, a lot of people say that you won't race anybody unless you're sure it's pretty much a guaranteed win. And let me go into that a little bit further. Like last night, you and DJ Grant had a, you and DJ Grant, you guys were dialoguing. He was like, well, you ain't going to race nobody unless you see the car. And, there's been many instances where I've heard people say, well, Tony Bonds, he always want to put a bigger car on a smaller car.
Okay,
but
stop right
there. That's
a good question. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to let you answer the question for me, okay?
Well, this is what
you
I'm
remember? No, instead of me answering, I'm gonna let you answer the question. Do you remember I went to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
We had Gangsta Boo up there, we had Bam Bam up there, we had Rambo up there. But guess what? They ran out the slowest car, 7-Up. They wouldn't run out big cars now. They ran 7-Up. We ran a Regal with a big block. Who got the advantage?
Tony, you know who got the advantage. And everybody on the line know who got the advantage.
Every car I ran, it had a yellow fiber with a big block with wheelie bars. I got stopped in the 20. I beat him. I ran the Regal, another Regal with wheelie bars. Beat him. Then I beat the other boy, the white Regal, big-ass motor and everything, but he blew the tires off and he hit the wall. I beat him.
That was
tape. But 7-Up was the underdog in all of those races. You see what I'm saying? And I didn't even have to make a full pass because I was, there's pressure, a lot of people can't have pressure. Now, let's go back to Hattiesburg. 7-Up ran a turbo car from Chicago, Camaro. You remember that race?
Mm-hmm.
I ran a big block white and noble from Texas. You remember that race?
I can't recall, but Tony, I have.
Well, okay, I ran. Let's go back to the video. You'll see it. Now, tell me who got the advantage of all the races. Okay, I'm going to let you ask some more questions. You remember, Big Ball Factor, right?
That's right.
Big Ball Factor is a big name grudge car, right? Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. Add to the bone, sort of.
Now, you can tell he's a big time grudge racer because ain't nobody called Big Ball out this whole year, has it?
Turbo Tim.
I don't know for certain, Tony.
Okay, one car, Turbo Tim, out of whole 12 months, Turbo Cam. But guess who called him out? 7-Up called him out and raced him. Who had the advantage with 7-Up and Big Ball Factor going to pick?
Big Ball Factor got the advantage. 7-Up would be the underdog.
Thank
most definitely.
Thank you. Once again, I was an underdog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something you answered all these questions. I ain't got to answer the question you just asked me. Okay, you remember when the ruler went down to Montgomery, this man's hometown, I had a noble against that man's chassis car. You remember that race?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, Tony. Okay, Tony, it's getting ugly.
Who had the advantage then? I ain't through. Who had the advantage?
Whoever had the advantage.
Thank you. Now, all these races I ran, I haven't had no advantage now. Now, I had my show. The Nova and the Nightmare, and the Shadow, the Mississippi Nightmare and the Shadow. We ran each other. Did I have advantage then? Even though I lost the race, I didn't have the advantage, but we still raced.
Tony, let me ask you a question, Tony. A lot of races, I don't know, we had this conversation before, and even Jay Barnes came to your defense in this one here. He said, just because you're out of track, you don't have to accept the race. People come up to you, and just because they want to race, I think racers feel like you must accept. If you don't accept when they feel like racing or whatever, then, you're scared or you're backpedaling or you're backing out. How do you feel about that, Tony? And then if you don't mind, DJ, if you can take a few callers, see how you feel about that.
Gun pick.
Yeah.
Nine out of my 10 races, every 9 out of 10 races that we race, primetime race, we initiated the race. Now, everybody want to talk about primetime backing down our races. Elsa's question for me. I looked at my paper the other day. We ran 145 grudge races this year. Now, how in the hell could I be backing down?
Wait a minute, Tony. In the year 2012, you ran 145 grudge races.
145 grudge races. Hell, we ran eleven in one weekend in Hattiesburg. You remember Fat Tuesday?
I remember Fat Tuesday. Doggone right, I'm forgettable.
On all our calls, we had 142 grudge races. Now, how in the hell you gonna have that many grudge races and backing down from folks? Just answer the question, Greg Underpick.
Hey, Tony, can I ask you a question? Can you put that list up? Is there any way that we can get that list put up on Grudge Inc.? I would like to actually see that list and let
that's
the people
right.
Stick that in their pipe and smoke it for a little while. Let them ponder that list for a little while.
I'm pretty sure you have.
Please post that list, Tony.
I'll tell you what. I was looking at it. We done ran Big Low damn near 4 or 5 times by itself.
They started calling Big Low the ATM machine after a while. You know, I've heard so much ugly, you know, they said, well, Big Low, same Big Low is Tony's personal ATM machine. You know what I mean?
Right, but answer the question, Gunpick. How in the hell can you be, now, I ain't say we won 142, I say we have raced 142 times. But tell me this now. All the people talking, saying this, I'm backing down from races. How in the hell can I be backing down from races and running that much? Hell, we race way in Texas. Every time we go to Texas, we run out there. You know, we went to Chicago, we ran, 4 or 5 times in Chicago. And don't even mention the grudge race we have in my home little track, Jackson, and, you know, and Darlington.
Bro, all right, Tony, let me ask you a question. What's next for you with the grudge game? What's next?
Oh, this is it. Next thing going to be me is retiring. That's the next thing going to be me, retiring. Is that next thing I'm going to be retiring. I came close to retiring after I had that big wreck down in Macon. I come close to retiring then, you know. But I said, I'm going to stick with it a little while longer.
Tony, how can you retire? How can you retire when you haven't taken the grudge game as far as it can go?
You do something for so long, you know, sometimes you do something so long right now, you're getting halfway, like, I wouldn't say boring, but getting borderline boring, you know what I'm saying? Well, I've been doing it ever since, let me see, me and Dawg started racing back in, I met Dawg back in 1979. Hmm. And we were racing on the street then. And we're racing at the track, and we're racing all that long time. You know, it's getting halfway boring, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. But Tony, let me ask you another question, Tony. Who do you think is your biggest hater?
One of the biggest what now?
Who do you think is your biggest hater in the Grudge game? Tony, don't be modest. Don't bite your tongue.
It's got some haters that be on the board that be talking shit, and they don't have no car, and they can't afford no race car. But they don't ever put their real names on the board. You know what I'm saying? All these racers that I talk shit to, they talk shit to me. I don't really call them haters, you know. Somebody's going to talk shit like the white boys and big ball fight. You know, somebody talk shit to them, you don't talk shit back. So I don't really call them no haters.
I'm talking about a certified hater. A certified salt swallower. And I tell me whether they're on the boards or not. Can you give us their name? So they got a call.
I can't really say no one somebody, you know. They got some haters that be on the board.
Give me five of your top haters from off the board, Tony.
I can't name them because I really don't call nobody no haters. They talk if they're racing, they got him a grudge racing, I ain't gonna call them no haters, you know. I may talk shit on the board, but really deep down I don't really think they no haters, you know. I be trying to talk shit just to give them the race, you know.
We understand that aspect of it, but you know, you got haters and everything. You know what I mean? I mean, there's people I want to see you fall. You know, there's people, I'm pretty sure there's people that were jumping from joy when you wrecked against me when you had that accident and whatnot.
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to get from your opinion if you feel like you have any haters out here in the grudge.
No, for Jordan, the people that don't really like primetime, they really, like to see us come to the track and bring action regardless. You know what I'm saying? They really deep down, they hate like they hate, but they hate the only thing they hating if we don't show up. You know what I'm saying? So I really say I ain't got no really haters.
Okay.
So they want to see us. Really, they hate if we don't come to the track because they want to see us lose. You know what I'm saying? But they hate it worse. They'd rather see us come to the track and lose than rather not come at all. You know, so ain't no big thing about that.
Hey Tony, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When are you gonna fuck DJ Grant up?
Man, we're trying to have a serious conversation, man. Quit joking, man.
Hey, Tony, why do you think I'm joking? I want to know when you gonna fuck. Listen, Tony. I paid my $20 gate fee to get into that fucking race over in Montgomery. And on top of that, I had to put fuel in my truck. The only reason why I went to Montgomery was to see you get off my fucking back.
DJ, I locked him in, but he just paid the punk out. He paid the punk out, so there's nothing I can do.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I'm going to say something about the 142 races. About 12 or 15 of them was, you know, punk out money being paid. So I can see that'll win, too, you know.
Hey,
you
about
Tony, what
you got on 28?
What I got on 28?
No, really, boy.
Little Red Rider.
What do you want to do?
You got an S10 truck?
No, I ain't got no S10. I got a car.
Oh, no. We're running trucks and some slow Mustangs with the S10 truck. All we're running from G-Body.
I got a Mustang.
Who is this?
It's Tim.
Turbo Tim?
Yeah.
You got a big block or small block?
Small block.
You got a small block?
Yeah.
But you got turbo though, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to run our Mustang. We got a carburetor head up. I don't care about everybody talking about some people.
You
some people say they don't run turbos. No, I'm on 29.
Oh no, I can't run them deal. Yeah.
Some people say they don't run turbos, but I ain't trying to. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna say something, and some people may gonna talk shit about this. What I'm finna say. Don't say I'm fucked up for saying it, but I'm finna say it anyway. Any black man with a turbo, I will fuck up. I don't know what the fuck they doing.
Any
black man call themselves out to raise a turbo, I will fuck them up.
Hey, put a deposit on that guy.
Any black man call themselves out to have a tumor turbo, not saying that they dumb, I'm saying they ain't got the time and the patience to put up with it.
I tell you
what I do, man. Just bring your ass down on 28. I'll fuck you up.
Now, I can't. You know, it's too late. We already loaded up. We got all our cars loaded up in the shop, ready to pull out. We already got them on trailers, ready to go. So we ain't even changed no tires or nothing like that.
Tony, I got
it's a small block or big block?
We running big blocks, man. We coming down to Grudge Race, man. This ain't no ordinary show. This is the show. This is the show. You got three big shows of the year. You got Baldy show in December. You got Mike Hill show in November, and you got Tony Wright show in February. They're the three big shows of the year. So them big shows come up, we come out for bail. We come out for kill, and we ain't got no small blocks like that. We come with the best we got.
Well, come on,
and
black
we come
man. What'd you get a black man on 28 man with that 29 car?
You don't? Your 28 car?
Yeah, a turbo car. A black man with a turbo car.
Oh, I'll give you the best state car. I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
Just a camel. I'll give you the best state
car. On what
car? All right.
On what car?
With Mustang.
Big block. Stop
big
spin.
Block. No, I ain't saying nobody don't stop me. I said big block Mustang on 29. No with the bars.
Hell no.
Huh?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's what I give you. I just told you what I give you. That's what I'll
give you. I thought you had a
stock spending car. Man, I did not see me coming out
you
for bail, man.
I tell you
we
what.
I tell you what I do.
Okay, we'll run you with a 10-5 car. Give you the back tie.
As long as you got 29s, I don't care.
I said, I'll give you the
back
tie.
I don't need no back tie. Huh?
I'll give you the back tie.
Well, you got to call 28 or 29?
No, no, no. 10-5.
10-5 what?
31.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Okay,
I'll
then.
That's
exactly what I'm
talking
about.
You got 29,
huh?
You got Willie Balls on that car. I'll be running calls with no Willie Balls, man. We ain't got no Willie Balls on other calls. You don't want the double Tim. You ain't got mail race locked in. You ain't got nothing locked in.
I sold
so
out.
You might as well lock in one race.
I ain't want to lock in nothing. You got too many calls. You can ghost call. You got
no, I'm telling
calls.
No ghost calls. I'm telling you
got,
the clock got 20.
You got sticky Rambo calls.
I got a G-body. Look, Rambo is a G-body. I don't care if it's a Pro Mod G-body. It's a G-body car with 29. That's all that matters. It all depends about what kind of engine I got or what kind of transmission I got, what kind of motor I got. That's irrelevant. Y'all talking about stuff that don't make no difference.
How many Rambos you got, dude?
I got 2 Rambos. Look at the video we made the first of the year.
You ain't had no 2 Rambos on that video.
You ain't trying to bet on that neither, is you?
Okay,
that's what I thought, man. Told y'all 2 Rambos, and what else you need to see? Damn. I ain't going to say I ain't did no work to the Rambo, but it's the same Rambo. I don't know what y'all think. I just get calls in that. Notice you ain't seen it all year. You never did it. Nobody must be knowing I'm doing work to it. So it's against the law for a man to do work to his car. That's what you're trying to tell me, Tim.
No, I ain't never get the law. Long you got money.
Okay, then. So what's wrong with me trying to make my car go faster?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so why somebody want to criticize me when they know I put the video up February. Everybody saw all the cars that's in our camp. We had about 8-9 cars. Everybody saw each car. We've been racing the cars all year. So I don't know what else you want me to do. Nobody
ain't
nothing
7 up.
When I put the video up,
Lim
Up hadn't
even
raced nobody.
I seen 7 up in Hattiesburg.
Right. Well, I'm trying to explain to you. Everybody want to cry about, Tony, it ain't the same Rambo. Hell, I got 2 Rambo. Everybody don't forget, I got 2 Rambo. And I named them as Gunner Pitt.
And how many cans of boo you got?
Gunner Pitt.
I'm listening.
On the video, do you remember I said this Rambo 1 and this Rambo 2?
Yes, I do.
I don't know everybody understanding that. Like, I'm just coming out with this car. Been here at the car.
Tony, I got one more thing I'd like to say, and I'd like for you to comment on it, and then I'll be done. A lot of people are saying that right now you're coming out recently since you've been trying to lock in all these different cars and you're trying to grudge race. Everybody's saying that the only reason that you're doing this now is because your star is starting to fade, being that we have the emergence of so many brand new grudge races and there's attention put on so many other races. This is your attempt to stay relevant in the game.
Well, let me answer that question.
Weigh in on
you want to answer the question?
No, I want you to weigh in on that for me.
Okay. The reason why first of all, the reason why I'm trying to lock in races and stuff, for number one, I wouldn't even come in down to Brazen because Baldy said he wasn't going to give me no gas money. I had made my mind up not to even come, not to bring all the cars and stuff, not to try to lock nobody up. But guess what? When I put my phone on it, when I put my phone number on the internet, I promise you I had probably about 20 to 27 people call me from Florida. I ain't called me from Texas or Mississippi or South Carolina. I had 27 people from Florida say, Tony, please come down here, man. We won money with you last year, and we've been dying to see you all year, and you don't come down there but once or twice a year. We saw you down there at Catalina Driveway. You won money for us. Please come on down there, man. So that kind of made me feel good when fans wanted to see me. You see what I'm saying? And that's the only reason I'm coming down there, and by me coming down there, I don't want to come down there and just sit down there and look until some people come to the track and pull the car out of the car, sell out the car, and warm it up and don't race. You know they ain't prime time. We come down here to race. I like to have my races already in line, so when I get to the track, I'll go in and engage. Ain't no waiting. No, I ain't got time to be walking around trying to find a race. If I knew I'm already locked in with crew chief, I ain't got to worry about trying to find them OS-10s because guess what? I already got a locked in race. If crew chief pay the punk out, which he going to wish he had him, if he don't pay the punk out, you know, we going to win. Now, I got a race locked in with T5 if his car show up, and we got a race locked in with a guy up here from Carolina. I really didn't want to run the boy from Carolina, but, shit, I couldn't get no race nobody else to ramble down in Florida, so I locked in with him. I ain't locking in because of no attention. Attention. See, everybody understand Gunpit. Gunpit.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Do you know how long I've been racing?
You said since, well, you met Tony. You and Dog met, you said, 79. So take
yeah,
it back a little bit further.
Me.
If y'all met, how
trust
long have you been racing?
Trust me. I don't need no more attention. I'm used to attention, period. I don't need no attention. I can go to the track without a car and get attention. I'm just trying to race and win money. Clock gets in my blood. It's been in my blood. See, me and Dog been racing. See, y'all just come. A lot of y'all just come on the scene lately. Me and Dog been racing. There wasn't no shows. There wasn't no grudge fests or none of that. We just go racing. Me and Dog used to race 2 or 3 times a week on the street before we even talk about, you know, keep ourselves, you know, racing. You know what I'm saying? The track was only one time a week. But shit, we used to go racing the street when there wasn't no racing. Hell, me and Dog lined up. I remember with me and Dog in the street. We lined up on the line. A car, we was finna, the man finna flag us off. Police come right behind us, put blue lights on both of us. Tuck us to jail. Right there on the line. That's how long we been racing. They didn't stop us from racing. We still racing. Police took our ass to jail. We got a lot. But we were right there on the line. We didn't know who it was coming behind us, you know. We tell them to come around. Because they put the blue lights on us, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I don't need no more attention. I race because I just love winning. Most of the time, you know, anybody, if they win doing something, that's what they're going to want to do, right, Gunnabit?
That's right. That's right. If you do something
good. I mean, if you do something good, if you play pool good and win money in pool, that's what your man going to be in pool hall every week. You play golf real good, that's what you're going to do every weekend. If you hunt real good, that's what you're going to do every weekend. If that's what you do, hunt, and you like it, and you're good at it, that's what you do. We good at drag racing, that's what we do. Ain't about no attention, that's what we do.
All right.
Any more questions?
I don't think, I mean, you know, basically, Tony, I'm saying what's been floating around out there. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know how the phones ring behind the scenes, and everybody see all types of shit behind the scenes. I just thought I'd put it out there and let you answer those questions for yourself and let you respond to those statements being said yourself. If anybody begs to differ and they have a different opinion from Tony Boy Bonds, please mash your one button and Lady A will be glad to open your mic.
We're ready. Hey, Gunner Picks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on? This is Nard. Hey, boss.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the few times, or probably one and only time I'm going to agree with Tony Gunner Picks. I'm under the belief that Tony is. It's grudge racing, man. If we decided we had a couple of problems with the car we gonna bring, and everybody keep hollering about, oh man, I'll run Hercules if it's that same Pontiac, the big Pontiac. Damn, what it is? It's on 29 no wheelie bars.
Exactly.
I don't know
that
about suspension. I'm grudge racing. I know it's a big block on 29. I'm under the belief Tony is, man. All this shit about soft suspension, whatever it is, and this, man, we grudge racing. You want to go class race? Y'all go class race. If that car got 29 no wheelie bars, we got a race. It's a nitrous car. We agreed on nitrous, automatic, no wheelie bars. I don't give a shit what kind of car it is because I run ET. I don't run cars.
That's the
biggest problem in grudge racing. Not gonna piss. You got too much goddamn race stopping. I don't give a shit what Tony brings to the track, man. Tony got a car, Rambo. It is what it is, man. That's what he's bringing, and that's the end of that. He's gonna race his man, or he ain't gonna race. And we all the internet talking about this car. Man, fuck that, man. You going to race the man, race the man. Wrong with your brother,
you
brother, ain't going
to know. No, let me ask you a question. Where do you think, like I said, Tony made a good point. Excellent point. It's a lot of people that's just coming into the grudge game. You know what I mean? So I want to say this is a two-part thing. you guys are attracting fresh blood and fresh people into the grudge game to keep it going. So
yes,
I want you guys to recognize that there are new people coming to the grudge side of drag racing every day. And then on the other side of that, Nard, which I want Nard to answer this specifically, Nard, where do you think grudge racers went wrong? When I say went wrong, so far as trying to group themselves into classes, I'm in this class. Instead of you look like fun, let's go play. What went wrong?
I think what went wrong is a lot of the politics got in the grudge racing. We stopped looking for our man. Grudge racing is find your man, go get your man, and get the money. It's a hustle. It's about a dollar. That's what I thought it was about. That's the reason I race. I'm going to say straight up, Gunner Picks. I don't even like racing cars. I know it was a way for me to make money. That's why I got into it. I'm not a hell of a race fan. I like it, but I'm not in love with it. I love other things more. I like it, Gunner Picks, but I love the money aspect. It's the thrill of getting that dollar. That's what it's all about,
okay,
man. It's find your man and go get your man. But we got politics in the game right now, and it's fucked the game up. The game is fucked up.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. What do you think can unravel the politics? And Nard, let's be real blunt. What type of politics are in the game that's fucking it up right now?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's a dollar. It's a dollar bill about who get who what. Everybody worrying about what this guy here get. What I'm bigger than him. I bring people to the trade. I do this. I do that. You know, it's an odd thing. I should deserve this. I deserve that. We forget, man. Those promoters, they take a loss sometimes trying to put on a good show. They can't pay everybody. We all know who the guys that bring the most action to the grudge game. Let's be real. We know who those guys are. We can identify those guys. It's not hard to identify them. It's very simple. It's not like it's a goddamn rocket science. We know who bring the skin to the game and who fans come to see. And that's just who it is. If you want to get a name like Tony Bynes, you got to go out there and race like Tony. That go for me and any goddamn body else. You got to be willing to put in, make sacrifices. That means you're going to be away from your kids, your wife, your family, whatever else you got going on. Tony makes sacrifices. He's like a great singer. It was Michael Jackson. He made sacrifices to be the great Michael Jackson. Tony made sacrifices to be Tony Boss Bynes. He made sacrifices.
I went to Texas about a month and a half ago, had the flu, fever. I had about 101-degree fever. I still went. That's a sacrifice. I still didn't want to go. A lot of times, we want to go to church, can't go because I got to go race. A lot of times, man, I really need to be to the car lot. Then some people want to buy cars on Saturdays, but I live long for races. Everybody knows the sacrifices we make, the company racetrack. Y'all don't know how many sets of tires I done put on my trucks, man, from traveling all year. Everybody know that. It's behind the scenes. They don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Tony, I understand.
Trailer tires, car, truck
bad
tires.
For you grudge
racers, yeah, it's truck tires and trailer tires, like my trailer, on my two-car trailer. Them tires cost me $240 a piece. I had about four of them. That was almost $1,000 if I put them tires on my trailer. But, you know, everybody else do the same thing, too, but they don't do as much as me. But everybody understands, they knew the sacrifices I put up behind the scenes that I don't even tell nobody about and don't worry about. It's just rough. You know what I'm saying? I had my finger for me. I'm 50 years old. I had my finger with me for 50 years. Do y'all know how the pain it is when I wake up in the morning and see my finger gone? If y'all don't realize that, I tell you, put a tape over your finger and walk around a day, and you'll see how it feels to lose a finger in this racing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't see that. Everybody thinks it's a joke and it's fun. Everybody thinks nobody don't be sacrificing. But if something been with you for that long and you lose it just like that, you know what I'm saying? I really wasn't on no job or nothing. Just lost it racing. Could have lost more than that, but I lost my thing. It's just a messed up feeling, man. Everybody don't know what we go through. Everybody, you know, have accidents and stuff. Some people lose their life and stuff, but you go to scratch your head and you used to scratch your head with your point finger. And look at it. You can't scratch your head because your finger ain't there. This is rough, man. Everybody understand what we be going through, man.
But
then, man, you know, after I do all that, y'all can imagine how I feel. I do all that there. I go racing. I go to these shows. I put on a good show for the fans. You know, promoter, you know, ain't no promoter not happy with me. Because every race I did, every promoter this year, I had nobody complain. And then it just makes you feel bad. You get on the internet and motherfuckers say Tony ain't shit. He ain't raced but one time tonight. Hell, you know what I'm saying? I can't make people race against me, but y'all don't know how I feel. I mother talk shit about you when you did all you can, you know what I'm saying? This is rough, man.
Tony, but you know what, Tony? Seriously, all jokes aside, and Nard, I just want to say this. Nard, I mean, you brought up some excellent points. Tony, once again, you have paid the cost to be the boss. You know, there's so many people that want to emulate what you're doing, but they're not going back far enough into the history of your sacrifices and what you had to do to climb on top of the mountain. You know what I mean? You just said it in a nutshell. You know what I mean? You know, like I said, I don't feel like every racer deserves racing fuel. Deserves fuel expenses to get someplace. But I do feel, Tony, that you are one of the few that deserves it because you do put on a show. When you came over to Montgomery, Alabama for DJ Grant's race, you couldn't get them jokes to Harley budge. And when you came in, I mean, me and DJ were standing up there by the tower. And when we seen Prime Time come in, I think it was five cars that we seen pulling with Prime Time, all the way to Alabama from Augusta. That's about a five-hour ride, five-hour ride. All right, so there you have it. You know what I mean? And I think you might have had more than five cars out there that day, too. So, everybody wants to be on top. Everybody wants to do what you do, but they're not understanding what you do. Tell those other jokers to pull out a sheet and list their 142 races or their 145 races. I want to see everybody that's asking for fuel expenses and some help to get someplace, pull out me a sheet and show me 145 races. That's what I'd like to see. And I promise you, if you pull out a sheet like Tony, I'll do videos for fucking free to promote the shit out of you. I'll move the estate like I'm getting ready to move the shit. I'll be on your team, straight up, up and down.
And you
pull out a sheet like Tony.
And Gunner Pigs, you know what, to piggyback off that a little bit more, a lot of grudge racers, including me, we're not willing to make those sacrifices Tony going to make. I'm not going to make all those sacrifices. It's just some things I'm not going to do. I commend Tony for what he does. And to be honest with you, Tony not telling everything he need to be telling. And I'll tell it for him. There's a lot of people in Tony family liking because Tony on the road all the time. His kids are liking because he always racing. That's a hell of a sacrifice that a lot of people are not willing to take. So I have to take my hat to Tony. I wouldn't do it, but, hey, man, Tony do it for the fans. They love Tony. He got a big fan base, and that's what it is, man. So, at the end of the day, I love to kick off in Tony's ass, but I give him his props, man. He go out there and do it every week, Gunner Picks. Every weekend, here on the road. I can't do it, Gunner Picks.
Four times a week. Hey, me either.
I mean,
it's
not that I can't do it, Gunner Picks. I'm not going to do it, but I have to take my hat off to the man. So, at the end of the day, a lot of guys out here figure like they want this, I deserve this. I'm one of the people that can honestly say, I don't deserve shit. Nobody got the business paying me because I ain't putting no skin in the game to ask for no goddamn gas money or ask somebody to do nothing. I just want to come race. But a lot of guys, man, we got this thing with this racing, man, monkey see, monkey do. So you can't, you know, you think you can be, hey, man, I think I deserve this. And like you said, the new guys come in the game, the 9-1 bad boys, they raising a lot of hell. Big Ball, he coming up. The white boys. Those guys, they, like I said, new blood in the game. The dude Wick, Lil Tony. I mean, a lot of these guys coming out of the Midwest. I can't think of a lot of these guys' name offhand, but a lot of these new guys coming up, man, you know, they're just, like you said, it's new blood in the game. And Tony's still going to be there. I mean, you got guys like Rocky, been away for a while. Tony Wright, you know, he come out of his game. He put a big splash in the game. The old Jax was a sniper. Wait till Boogeyman get back in the game. Him and Tony be right back at it again. So, you know, it's a lot of guys out there I'm probably missing, but, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man, if it's orchestrated right. It's a beautiful thing, grudge racing, if it's orchestrated right.
No, you just hit it on the head. You said if it's orchestrated right. Now, let me go into it a little bit further, if you don't mind. And let me build on something. One of the reasons I'm relocating to Chicago is because I found out that those guys out there have been also equally racing for the same amount of time. They are legends in the Central North, the same way Tony is a legend down here in the South.
Yes, right.
They're legends. But the difference between them up there and us down here, you got a videographer, and I mean, you got five videographers per every two grudge races.
You're right.
In the Central North, you don't have that attention. I'm, and then it's my hope to bring them to the forefront and highlight and showcase what they do and their accomplishments. Because like Tony said, it's a good feeling to go someplace and be recognized by your fans. I'm sure these gentlemen up north, like take Big Drag, for instance. Big Drag been racing for a long time. Big Drag also admitted that, you know, his family would lack because he was going grudge racing, things of that nature. So there's many other people like Tony that has also paid the cost to be bosses and legends in their home areas and things of that nature. But now let's get back to what you said, Nard. You said grudge racing is a beautiful thing if it's orchestrated right. You know, there are too many people that hate to see the next man make money. And I'm gonna speak from my perspective because that's what I know about. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
People hate to pay me $350 for me to produce a video. The videos I produce, I'm able to give you a television format, I'm able to give you a web-based format, and I'm able to give you a format that you can blast out to people's mobile phones. In addition, every video I make, I'm sitting on the internet, and I baby and I collar your video. I bring your video and what you're doing to people's attention. That's what I do behind the scenes, like what Tony says, that people just don't see. I spend my tens of thousands of dollars in equipment. The other thing,
and it shows, Gunner Picks. I've seen your videos, and they're excellent. And it shows.
Go up here and say something about that. You know, you remember a show I had back in June.
Yeah, you know, over in Macon.
Show I had in Macon. Now I had a good show, had a good crowd there, and I did not get the people there through flyers. I didn't buy one flyer. What did it was the videos and the talk shows and the videos, you know, the promos and stuff.
Tony, you're an anomaly. I'm gonna tell you the reason why you're an anomaly.
I know how important I know how important Dolomite and you to put the promo videos up. I didn't buy nail flyer. Everybody talking you wanna spend $400 on flyers and shit. I ain't buy one flyer. That ain't how you get the word out, because everybody get a flyer, they throw them on the ground anyway. You get the show out,
you know,
to advertise.
Tony, let me say this right here. You're one of the few people in this grudge game. As a matter of fact, you're the only person I know in this grudge game that did what you did off of little to no advertising, Tony. I have never seen any other thing like that in my life, period, in my life. You and I, we've thrown races together, you, me, and Oscar. You know, and you know, that's what a lot of people don't know, but now you know. You know, I came in. Anyway, this is the point I'm trying to make. I'm able to do a whole lot more. But because I'm not appreciated, I don't do more. The quality of my work, and you know, and I'm waiting for Jay Barnes to turn me loose so I can truly go to the next level and be like, But, you know, if I feel this way, what about the hundreds and the multitudes of races across the nation that's able to do but won't do? So, Nard, let's go back to you saying grudge racing is a beautiful thing if it's orchestrated right. Nard, expound a little bit on what, in your opinion, you think orchestrating grudge racing right would be all about?
Wow. that could be all about.
No. I had a chance to meet you down in Bradenton. I met you. Spoke to you twice. I don't know if you remember me. You might remember the name. But
I remember you down in Bradenton, bro. I remember you.
Okay, so, no, I don't know you to bite your damn tongue, so don't start now.
Well, the biggest problem is this. You need to recognize, people always say that anybody that puts up money, rent a track, can be a promoter. I'm one of the ones who disagrees with that. That's just me. I don't agree with that. Because that's saying that anybody can go and say, I can get licensed to be a box promoter. That doesn't mean he has the best interest of that boxer in mind or the best interest of the fans. He wants to make a dollar any shade tree way he can. You know, you have recognized, I mean, you may have some new guys coming in the game, but for the most part, Gunner Picks, you know who are, we know who are the most influential promoters out there, the ones that are fair, they're honest, and they give a damn good show. And you have guys that sit there and say every year, hey, man, we're not going to throw a show on top of another show, and they do it. And they constantly do it. And that's not going to stop. And they try to come up with different solutions on what could be stopped. And I mentioned about boycotting some promoters, you know, who are not in the game for the fans, not trying to get a guy a good show. They said, hey, man, there's no way in the world he should do that because he ran the track, he did this. So that makes it right. And at the end of the day, man, the ones who's patting everybody's pockets is the fans. So you're going to cheat those people out of a great show. You start eliminating, man,
who are the grimy promoters, the ones who have no interest in the game but to make a dollar any way they can. You eliminate that problem, and that's one of the major problems you can eliminate. Then you start going to the game and say, hey, man, what is it I can do to give these fans something they like as far as grudge racing? You're saying, hey, man, we got these different shootouts. Some people like the shootouts, some people don't. I'm for one who wasn't all in favor of the shootouts, but I come to enjoy the shootouts because you still can grudge them. You still can bet money to the side-by-side action. I mean, the shows Mike has put on lately, Mike has done a damn good job. Mike shows, you got to get his prop. Mike, whether you like Mike or not, man, Mike, he get a damn good show. Even like the show he said with Tony. Whether people want to believe it or not, I came to Tony's show, man, to support Tony, because I know if the shoe's on the foot, Tony will come to your show. That's why people are going to support Tony. And Tony doesn't need a flyer. He doesn't need advertisement. They say Boss on the show, people are going to come. Out of respect they have for this man racing, whether you like him or not. Either you like him or a fan, you want to beat his ass. So either way, you come to the show. And to expound on some more things with the promoters, we got to figure out, man, how can we get the egos out of the way? Because some guys are really going to feel like they deserve money, gonna pick, no matter what you say. They figure like, man, I'm not going to travel X, Y, Z hours to come to a show. You don't pay me. Well,
but you know what, Nard? And let me end it. I'm going to just real quick, and I'm going to let you go back. Nard, we have found out recently that for the ones that don't want to come out and play, sit your ass home. Sit over there and
agree,
the ball,
gonna pick. I agree with that, gonna pick. They're not going to miss you.
Nope. They ain't going to miss you at all. It might be better without you.
You got a point, Gunner Picks. You definitely
I'm
got a point.
Go ahead, Norton. Go ahead. I'm listening. You got my full attention.
But at the end of the day, what I mean by grudge racing, guys have gotten to this notion that I go to the track and I can't get a grudge race, or I can't do this, I can't do that, because if you don't give me this money, I'm not going to come to your show. Then you have guys who say, I'm going to take my basketball and go home. You didn't come to my show, so I ain't going to come to your show. You know, we have a thing, man, where we don't seem like we don't want to support each other. It's hard to finance these cars. And I'm going to give some examples. People don't want to talk about it, but hell, man. The reason Stevie can do a lot of things he does, Stevie Jackson Field, look at the sponsors they have, man. You got to look at some of these guys who are sponsoring these guys, man. Were they able to have these nice cars and do this? Nothing wrong with it. But how many African-American guys you know grudge race have sponsors? I know what Jay trying to do. Jay doing a great thing in grudge race. Guys don't have people to back them up, man, to say, hey, man, you got to worry about tires for a year. You got to worry about your motors. You got to worry about this. This is your budget for the year to go race. And with that being said, that comes back to the notion of, like I say, guys wanting to get paid. That's not going to go away, Gunner Picks. I don't know what. I don't know what's going to be the end all to say, hey, man, let's try to figure out how can we do this. Some guys figure like, if you know, just put it this way. Say the old Jackson might have Joe Young race. You might want to give them something. You know it's going to be a hell of a crowd come that race. You know it's going to be a crowd there to see that race because you got fans on both sides. It's just something that's common sense, Gunfix. It's not a science where you got to be like, I got to really figure this out. It's not that hard, man. Like I say, the essence of grudge race has gone away. We just don't do what we used to do. Some guys are mad at other guys because they're not in some of these back door conversations. They're getting left out. They feel like they're important to this other guy. You know, guys choose their alliance of who they deal with. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that, man, you know. And these shows we have, they give so much information that some people say the shows are bad for the game. The show's not bad for the game. The shows have allowed us to know who certain people are in certain regions. I never would have known who Lil Tony was if I didn't listen to the show on Grudge Inc. Or even what's the guy you just talked about in Chicago? Drag. I never met Drag, but I heard a lot of things about good things about Drag. You understand
great
what I'm saying? So great things about Drag, but those shows give us a platform to introduce ourselves to those guys, introduce themselves to us. And like I said, we got to sit down and get a medium, man. Like right now, they have the big issue about the banquet. You know, it was pissed off. They thought Grudge Inc. had it, and they was going to monopolize and try to be having favoritism. Hell, everybody know who the Grudge Racer is. it's gonna be Tony again. He might have a strong running from Wick for the 901 Bad Boys. I mean, he up there with Tony. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not that hard to figure out who's done what this year. You know, it's not that hard. And if we sit down, man, and put our heads together and come up with a situation like right now, we with the post start having a problem with everybody saying that he won't identify who the guys on the council. And those guys have a right to know who some people are. I think Sweet Willie said it. If a guy that weak can be manipulated, he'll need to be on the committee. But like I said, Joe's done a hell of a thing by doing the banquet. He stepped forward again. But like they said, Joe's a lightning rod for controversy. A lot of shit, man, Joe. I'm not saying I'm gonna defend Joe and everything. A lot of shit Joe get blamed for. It ain't even got shit to do with Joe. Sometimes Joe, he makes mistakes and he gets caught up in some bullshit. But who don't? Gunner Picks, we all get caught up in the middle of a lot of bullshit. I mean, who's not without fault?
No, let me jump in here for a second. Let me jump in and I'm gonna let you go back again because with dialogue and Tony, I know you're on the phone. I just want to say a few things. Pro Stock Joe, if you're listening. You know me and you don't sit horses at all. You do things I don't like. But going forward in the year 2013, if we can sit down and talk about things like men, I'll be more than happy to work with you so we can put these differences aside. Mustang Walker and whoever else that I may have differences with. Now, and that's because it's going to be beneficial to the grudge game as a whole. You know what I mean? I don't want to be singular, but at the same time, when I'm saying I'm going to work with you, when I say I'm going to work with you, that doesn't mean that every idea that you come up with and present to me, I'm supposed to agree with. I'm a man and I have my own mind. You got to understand that in order for you to work with somebody, the first thing that you need to understand on both sides of the table is that we need to agree that we will disagree. That's number one. That's called communicating, not being somebody's do-boy. So anybody that would love to work with Gunner Picks, I would love to work with you. But if you think you're going to work with the do-boy, don't even call me because that's something I'm not, period. With that being said, I want to talk about Grudge Inc. a little bit if you'll allow. And I don't know how much time we got on the show. Lady A, how much time do we have? Okay, I'm going to make this quick. I don't want to be long-winded. Nard, Tony Bonds, to the Grudge Inc. community, to the Grudge Inc. family, to the Grudge fan, and to just the listeners in general. Grudge Inc. was born because certain people in the Grudge game, and I'm going to go about the people I know that I know. I'm going to talk about what I know about. People such as myself and Jay Barnes, we were repeatedly and consistently ignored in the Grudge game. We went to everybody. We went to all three radio shows. We asked for certain things. Can you please help us? It was superficial help because all the cards were stacked up on that side of the table. We had a vision, and you know, I knew what was wrong with the game because it was like a high school clique. The Grudge game was a high school clique. There was other people that wanted to participate and play, but the varsity team said, "No, you ain't nobody." But if you got a young lion out there, and a young lion is hungry, he going to grow up and knock your damn head off. Now, you can agree or disagree. For whoever disagrees, I got the evidence. And the evidence is in all these shows. You can go back and listen to all these shows and see. There's people that wanted to get paid money for promoting and advertising. There were people that said, okay, I'll do it. And then they came back behind the scenes and said, well, I want to help you, but I really need to get this amount of money. And that's fine, too. But when you pay somebody and you still don't get what you're looking for, that's another problem. So it got to the point Jay Barnes and myself said, you know what? To hell with this. We sat down and we talked about things. We talked about things repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. What was wrong? What's wrong with the Grudge game? Because the powers that were, and I say were, because now they had to totally reverse their stance and begin to include everybody into the Grudge game. They were forced to play with everybody. You know what I mean? So that's one thing. That's how Grudge Inc. was born. And Grudge Inc. was born not to exclude anybody, and it wasn't born to take away anybody's identity, and it wasn't born to make grudge racers
you must show up at this Grudge Inc. race and you can't go do anything else. That's wrong. Grudge Inc. is a central hub for all grudge racers to come to and get what you need, whether it's parts, whether it's support, whether it's advice, whether you're a promoter and you need racers to come to your show. If you call Grudge Inc. and ask for help, we unbiasedly will help you. But at the same time, you have people that's calling and asking for help, and they will ask for help, and they're like certain people. They're like the graveyard. All they want to do is take in and not give back, and they don't understand. They don't understand the principle of working together to make things happen. If you don't know something, and another person knows how to do something, and it's going to help get you paid and get them paid, work with them so you both can make money. So you can make money together. We, grudge racers, we members of this grudge racing game, we have a problem making money together. We have a problem making money together. I don't have to make as much money as you. As long as we agree that I get what I get, I don't care if you go out there and make $200 million. Give me my $30. But people are so black-hearted and grudge-hearted, they don't want to give my $30. That's a way for them to keep me down. That's the way for them. And, like I said, I don't want to call anybody's names. I will call some names. Don't get it twisted. But right now, we're trying to get past that. I know I'm trying to get past that. Going to the year 2013, I'm going to play my part to make this grudge game grow. No, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. I'm going to say this once again. Grudge Inc. is over for everybody. Tony, I have a personal request for you. I don't know what other prior obligations you have. I don't know. But what I would like for you to do is sit down and have an open communication with Jay Barnes over at Grudge Inc. I know for a fact personally, Tony, Jay came to you and tried to put money and food in your mouth many, many, many times. Had things set up, Tony, so you can do A, B, C, X, Y, Z and wouldn't have to worry about things. The stuff never jumped off. This just never jumped off. If you're interested, great. If you're not interested, And no, I'm really not interested, because it's a bad thing when somebody says, yeah, I'll do it, and then things are set up with certain people, and these people are waiting to do things, and then nobody shows. And I'm using Tony as an example, because it's many, 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 many more. But, like I said, I don't want to play the blame game. I want grudge racing in 2013 to grow, and it can grow just like hip-hop. You remember in the early 90s, you had a whole bunch of African-Americans with record labels. And they were actually making money turning. They were feeding a whole lot of families. Nard, you got kids, bro? Nard.
Gonna pick up. Thank you, Nahanga.
Okay. All right. But that being said, I don't think I can stand to see Tony's or Jamie. I'm going to use Jamie as a matter of fact. I went out to the car lot down in Augusta, and I brought my daughter with me. My daughter and Jamie's daughter, and it was another gentleman's daughter. They were over there playing. They were playing in dirt. They were playing with the rocks. I couldn't stand to see Jamie's daughter hungry. And if there's a man among you that would love to see my child hungry, please let me know, because you all are forcing me, or, your actions are showing me that you want my kids hungry and naked. And with that being said, I'm going to shut up now because my emotions are getting ready to get in this. I'm about to say some shit that I shouldn't say. The last thing I'm going to say is that I've been around Jay Barnes when we started this Grudge Inc. thing. I want to tell each and every last one of you something. Jay, if you get mad, I don't care. I've seen Jay Barnes spend a minimum of $8,000 a month, and I process those papers myself. I cut those checks myself, and I wired that money out myself. I've watched him spend a minimum of $8,000 per month to make Grudge Inc. happen. Now, you multiply that times 12, and let me know which one of you racers or promoters will have had done that in the attempt to generate revenue so he can earn some revenue and you can earn some revenue. United we stand, divided we fall. I'm done.
Damn. Gunner Picks, you're a stand-up guy. That's all I got to say. Tony Bynes, keep on grudging, Tony. Hey, Don't believe the hype. Don't worry about all that other bullshit. Just shit, I'm watching you on YouTube. Shit, I ain't no damn Tony Bynes. And shit, as far as I'm concerned, you the man. You number one.
Everything gonna be right in 2013. You know what I'm saying? I think everything gonna be a whole lot better.
Yeah,
well, I hope we all get together, get this track, and everybody really, all of us just gambling. You know, everybody, both fans is gamblers. They just on the bit, little $5, $20, $30, $100, you know, on the races. It's like going to a horse track, like going to a dog track. Just going to a racetrack. Well, everybody wants to race, gamble. That's it.
So let's take, hey, Tony, you just said something amazing, because this is what's been on my mind. The same way you can go to Las Vegas and you can place bets on horses,
Johnny,
bets on the boxing games. Yes.
It's weird. What's up, Tony?
What's happening, Whitney? What's going on?
What's up, Bob?
How y'all doing?
Oh, y'all doing all right, Tony? You all right?
I'm doing pretty good. Sound like a pretty good show to me.
Excellent.
What's up? What's going on,
Nod? I think Nod gone.
Oh, okay. Sound like a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah, I was sitting there talking and shit, nothing else to do on Wednesday night. It rained. I was going to Dawson to test tonight, but it's raining up here.
Yeah, I heard you say you got a small, big block one cover. When it get close to Fat Tuesday, we'll lock in. I got something like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
If I have some good luck at Fat Tuesday like we had last year, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I know you heard you say you have a 29 Mustang one carburetor. I got something coming like
that. Oh, yeah. We're going to lock and load then. Lock and
load.
Hey,
let me ask you another question. I'm glad you brought it back to grudge racing and getting some ass. When are you going to fuck? Are you capable of fucking that DJ Grant? I'm sick of that little short, curly kid head dude. You got to get that mouth quickly. Yeah, I would like Rick to hurry up and do something, DJ Grant, with a nitrous car.
Yeah, I mean, when I catch him, you know, I'm gonna get him, cause I'm gonna turn some of these grudging guys. Some of them grudging guys, you gotta put some heart in them. A lot of them guys ain't got no heart. DJ Grant, butt naked, you can get him on the phone. Well, they won't say I'm just talking, but I'm gonna make a heart out of them. I'm gonna keep pushing them until they do something.
You're going to make a man. You're going to turn boys into men.
Yeah, I'm going to keep pushing. They want to do something, but they just hadn't had nobody push them hard enough.
Every time you get ready to push, I hope somebody's there with a camera to document it. Many of you, I hope somebody, and so you can continue to go down in the ass. If you're in the way, move yourself out the way. If you don't, we got Wit, Tony Bond, Big Drag, Nard, Big Ball Factor. We got Phil the Shadow, the White Boys, David Floyd, so many other good racers. If you're on the way, I'm pretty sure you'll find somebody to move your ass out the way. As a matter of fact, from here on out, you can call me Gunnit, but I also would like to be known as King Pleasure. Because if you call me King Pleasure and you ask to find a race, I will find your huckleberry and I will satisfy your delight. Please call me King Pleasure and I'll be on the horn working for you hard. Yes, sir. King Pleasure is ready to go to work. Wick, may I have your pleasure? What are you looking for in the year 2013?
More grudge racing. A lot of these guys get on these shows, they be trying to lock in. They talk about a lot of personal stuff and stuff and a lot of politicking on these shows. If guys get on these shows to get a race, I think that's what the show need to be about. Everybody need to try to get on the show to get a race. And that way, it'll be more grudge racing, more locking in, you know, more action for the fans.
More action for the fans, you just said it, Whit. And I'm going to tell you, I hate a three-hour-long show. Unless the show is popping off and there's something going on, I can't stand the three-hour show. I can't stand them. I hate them. Everybody hanging on the phone, everybody searching for something to say. Man, unless you got a subject matter and it's not, and, you know, and it's popping off, limit that shit to an hour, hour and a half. People got shit to do. Don't hang up. Don't hang on the phone until somebody comes on with something to say. If you got a show, do some research and put some thought into your show instead of saying, "Oh my God, it's Tuesday, it's Monday, I gotta do this show." Fuck it. Let me just open these lines up.
And that's whether it's Grudge Inc., that's whether it's Dog, Wild Man, Cold Killer, whoever got a show. Do some work, put some thought into your show, make some phone calls behind the scenes to make it better. And that's that. But I tell you what, I'm being long-winded. I'm sorry. I'm going to truly mute my mic now. Lady A. Nobody saying nothing. Should we cut the show? Jay Barnes, do you have anything you'd like to say? President Grudge Inc., you know, founder of Grudge Inc., the man spending all the money to make these bills turn, the man reaching out to everybody to try to make them some money as well as yourself and to bring the fans the excitement and to do something positive. Do you have anything to say if you're out there?
Real quiet.
Larry, I tell you what. Larry, Nard, Tony Bonds, DJ Grant, Nard, whoever's on the Grudge Inc. show, thank you for allowing me a small platform. But God bless you all and good night.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Hold on. Oh, I got one more thing to say. Who just said that? Who just said that?
I'll see
you at
a King
Pleasure. You know what? Hey, Leroy, you better watch your mouth or I have Tony fuck all over you.
I bet you
Tony will fuck all over you. He got his new cars out. Tony got a filet on his ass. Watch your mouth. Let Tony fuck all over you. And we do know that Tony travels just like you do, so there's no such thing as y'all can't meet.
What kind of new car Tony got?
Don't talk to me. Ask for King
Kelly. I run Leroy with Moneymaker.
And I fuck all up. Hey, first off, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing fine, Tony. Much respect to you. I like you as a person, a racer, and all that. But on the other note, I fuck all over Moneymaker.
All right, when you want to do it, Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, I would say Fat Tuesday.
All right, we'll be ready. Consider it locked. You know how we do it.
Hey, well, thank you so very much. You just bought me so much pleasure.
I let you get away. I beat you the first time. I let you get away that second time. You never get no lucky like that no more.
No. Oh, see, you got that confused. I let you get away the first time. And then
okay.
I whip your ass the second time.
All right, we'll see.
King Pleasure, what's up, baby?
Hey, I tell you what, Leroy, you're getting real jazzy at the mouth. You better watch your mouth before I get Phil on the line, because, yes, I got Phil's number, the shadow. He's right in your backyard. So watch your mouth, Leroy. Watch your mouth. Okay.
You don't want no parts of Shadow. You don't want no parts of Baldy.
You don't want no parts of. Hey, listen. You got pull up. You're still putting on pull up. Them boys got big boy pants on. They're putting on.
King Dingling. Hold on. Let me do this, man. Let me talk with Moneymaker first. Let me work my ducks, man. Let me pluck my ducks. And then, you know, we're gonna work it out.
Yeah, I bet you will. So you watch your mouth, all right? You talking about how you bad and what you'll do. You got real jazzy on the phone the other night with Phil.
I ain't mean no harm to Phil or whatever, but let me pluck my ducks, man. You might as well put
Big Clark, and you so graciously threw Big Clark's ass in the hot seat with you. Yeah, you go tear his head off, and I'm going to come and shit down his neck.
You know, I got to shit, man. I'm human, right? What the fuck you mean?
Hey, look, when you get ready to fuck up, right, Leroy, make sure you fuck up all by yourself. Don't drag Big Clark into your mess. If you find a pile of shit, go plant it by yourself. Don't nobody want to get that shit on them.
Hey, man, look here, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boom, here it comes.
Okay, you be cool, kind of picks. I mean, King Pleasure, whatever you call yourself. It's going to be all right.
All right. For everybody that doesn't know, Leroy is a real good friend of mine. He holds a special place in my family, and he's making my transition to Chicago possible. Without Leroy on the team, there's a lot of races
I wouldn't have got to. He actually, Leroy is the man behind the scenes, really, with Gunner Picks, so far as Gunner Picks being in the Central Northern region. All my flights, my hotel stays, thank you, courtesy of Leroy. He never asked me what I was doing with the footage. He just said, hey, man, I trust you. You know what I mean? If I give him a DVD, I give him a DVD. He doesn't ask. So, Leroy, I want to publicly say thank you. You know what I mean? For introducing me to the Central Northern region. Thank you for standing behind me when I wasn't unable and financially picked to make the trips. And I want to say that publicly. Leroy is a stand-up guy, but I still believe, as much as I like him, Tony Bonds will fuck all over him with the moneymaker.
Okay, well.
Hey, Leroy, I can like him. Leroy, I ain't got to be a new boy, do I?
No, I don't want no fucking new boy.
All right, you ain't going to get one over here. I like you just fine. But until you make sure enough, a little more consistent, and you stop sleeping on that tree, it's going to, you know, I don't care about how much they like you over there. I don't see enough out of the short enough car. I don't see enough for everybody to be scared of you off your name. I don't know what does, bro, but, yo, that car doesn't look too, you know.
If you could hear good, you would hear that I ain't trying to scare no motherfucker. I'm so humble right now. I race any motherfucker right now. I just want to race, so I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, you know, like I've been telling you. I'm not telling you nothing I haven't been telling you. Yeah, in order to turn me into believer, I got to see a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Right.
That turbo car that I videotaped, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they really turned that car loose, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think they were just out there playing on it, you know, playing at the line, playing on the tree. Because I got some other passes of that car. And like I said, you know, I'm done. I don't have a car. I'm just a fan of the sport. I'm sorry. Man. Tony Gill.
Well, once again, I'm here, and I want to satisfy the my attempt is going to be to satisfy the fans. And I guarantee you ain't going to smell no vagina, sex, or whatever nowhere around me. So look for it. I'm coming. And any motherfucker wants some, step up and get it, because I'm coming to get some ass.
Hey, who was that
Leroy
dude up there? What's his name again?
Leroy.
The one I had met up there. One of your friends that walked in, you know, the dude said that he want to enter into grudge racing. And he don't care nothing about Tony. He don't know him, don't care nothing about the boys down south. Dude ain't got no car. Or he has a car now. He's building a car. And he said that he's seen his friends do it. And he thinks he can do it too. He said he thinks he can get behind the wheel. What's that dude's name, Leroy? I got to get that video up. Looking all lost in the camera or what? What's his name? Fresh Meat.
You talking about the dude from Maryland or some shit? What are you talking about? From the Midwest or from Maryland?
Nah, he was from the Midwest. You know, he walked into the hotel when we were down in the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how well you know him, but I know he stopped to speak to you and whatnot. And you know, he was talking about racing and whatnot. I seen him at the track, and you know, he gave me a small. What's his name? Leroy.
I don't remember who you're talking about.
The dude with the big belly.
Shit. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we got some fresh meat entering into the grudge game from the Central North. I forget the gentleman's name, but he has a car, and he will be out in 2013. He said that he's seen his friends do it, and he thinks he can do it too. And I'm going to get that video up by tomorrow. And
hey, you talking,
I got a reason.
I'm sorry, Gunner. Are you talking about Butt?
I don't know his name. Little Brownskin guy. That name sounds familiar.
Okay, well.
I think that might be him. He had on he was playing pool with Larry.
Okay.
I think that joker got more money than he got sense. So all your boys down here in the South, I got some fresh meat coming to y'all from the Central North. It'll be his first foray into the grudge racing world. And if you're listening, you know, press the one button so you can try to tell the people things you know. You don't even know nothing about tire sizes up to the time you think. You got more money than you got sense, man. You
no,
stay away from these boys in this grudge game.
You ain't got shit.
Who that, Wick? Who's that, Wick?
What do you say, Leroy?
No, I was trying to see. I was trying to distinguish the voice. I didn't know who that was. I thought maybe it was Wick. That's Tony. Hello?
It's Wick on the phone, but I ain't say nothing.
Yo, what up, Wick? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing, Leroy?
Man, I'm just faking it till I make it, man. Just hanging in that shit. Yeah, man, shit, just hanging in that shit. Yeah, but, shit, it's going to be all right. Yeah, King Dingling. King Dingling, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here, but hey, Leroy, why do you keep talking to me? You got grudge racers on the phone that you can lock racers up with. Leave me alone. I'm not a racer. I just hold a video camera. You want to holler at Wick? He's on the line.
Man, it's all good.
Hey, Nard. If not, somebody, hey, Nard is on the line. You messing with me? I don't have a car, sir. I'll back down when it comes down to racing. I'll back down. You got it, man. You're the man.
Okay, well,
I think you're overrated. I think you're overrated, but you're the man.
Shit, I don't give a fuck.
How many races have you had in the last 3 years?
Nah.
Count them off to me, please. I can't hear you.
Zero.
Zero. Well, that's a lot. You're already lying because you raced Tony Bonds 2 years ago at Fat Tuesday.
Hey, as long as I can keep that raggedy-ass car nine together, I'm going to be racing. So that's the bottom line of that. I just bust a bitch down in Georgia racing my goddamn self. So I just got the bitch back together. So as long as I keep that motherfucker together, I'm going to be doing some racing.
All right. Well, don't leave me alone. Talk to these grudge racers on the line. Go ahead. Holler at Lady A. You know, you got Big Country you can holler at. Big Country said, motherfuck you and your car. You know what I mean? You got a – you had
that,
a –
Hold on. Is that fool from Northeast or some shit?
He's from out of Virginia. He's from out of Virginia.
Big Country, talking about shit, man.
Yeah, Mike Martin, come on the show. Come on, leave me alone. I ain't got no back out.
I can
tell you
before
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, got it.
You can find your action if you want it.
Got it.
You can find it. You want to mess with me, you know. Leroy, you just acting like a big old bully right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well,
that's what it is. Well,
all right. Well, hey, I'm truly going to mute my mic and going to put the phone down because I don't hear any grudge racers talking. I'm tired of hearing myself. I know, you know, so with that being said, please, if you have anything to say, press the one button. Let's get this show back online. If not, once again, everybody, God bless and have a good night. I'm truly not coming back on and saying anything. Good night.
Hey, God, can I ask you a question, sir?
Take it quick, Leroy.
Who's showing this tonight?
Lady A and Crew Chiefs.
Okay. Where's Crew Chief at?
Hey, Bob.
Leroy, do I look like the CIA to you?
No, I'm sorry. Crew Chief, if you're on the phone, hello, how you doing? Sorry for coming on the show and not speaking to you first. But I was a little confused coming on the show or whose show it was. But no, I got that shit straight. So, Gunn, how you doing? How was your day today, Gunn? Got it? Picks? Got it. I hope that it jumped on the damn train track. Hey, got it. Hey, Tommy, you still on the line?
Come on.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, bro?
Yep.
Who is there?
Well, I hope so.
Somebody knocking on Gunny's door. Hey, Gunny, somebody knocking on your door. Say something. Who is that breathing all hard and shit in the phone, man? Sound like a damn cow.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hold on, Larry. Somebody, somebody in the bedroom talking.
Okay.
Oh, who is it?
Rick Jane.
Big Daddy. Who that? Got it? Somebody knocking on the door. Hey, got it.
Larry.
Can you hear me now?
You can get ready when I see you with the album to the morning.
Hello, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, baby. Pull that door up.
Who the fuck is that breathing all hard in the phone? They need to practice mic control. I just
haven't
got their respiratory.
Yeah.
Get that motherfucker
an
asthma pump.
What is that? I think you say a butyrol or something. Don't you call it?
Yeah, whichever one of them motherfuckers.
Hey,
got it. You
sit
on the phone.
Hey, that's somebody that went to sleep on the phone again. That's what had happened.
Who that, Leon?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, Leon, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How about just getting on? I had to go check on my sister. My sister had a little slight heart attack tonight, so I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man. She had some heart attacks.
Like
to
yeah, so, me too, Leon. I'm sorry to hear that, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm late getting on the show.
I know, Red Fox, Fred Chopper, he kept having the motherfucker. Every day on the show, he kept having a heart attack. He kept saying, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, baby. Shit like this. He kept having the motherfucker every day.
What I missed? I miss anything?
Yeah, you missed a lot. They were talking about, you know, the integrity of graduation and all types of shit. Well, the integrity of the promoters and all types of shit has been going on. About the politics and over.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got Jerry Curls and they come from promoters that wear 2Ks and all sorts of shit, man.
Yeah.
You know, they even talking about men that wear panties and shit. So, man, they had a pretty good show tonight. So, they were talking about some of every goddamn. You know, they were talking about scary, racist, phony-ass promoters and fake-ass promoters and all sorts of shit.
Well, that's good. It's good to see somebody get the promoter. That's good.
Yeah, Gunny got emotional and he needed his mic and shit. You know, start crying and shit. And,
no, man, he ain't do all that.
The man said, can't take this shit. Oh, he got off the motherfucking phone. I bet you Liam out here no more. Where the fuck he go?
His name is not Buddy. His name is King Fletcher.
His name is King. Hey, his name is what?
King Pleasure.
King Pleasure, okay.
He changed his name to King Dingling.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
You going to Florida?
Man, they've been kicking me in my ass so hard this week. If I can pull their feet out of my ass, I'm gonna be there.
You gonna be ready for Lena, ain't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
If my car ain't ready, I'm gonna be down there foot racing, motherfucker.
Come on, man. We gotta get that. You know, me and you, only one with the 69s, man. I gotta have a backbone with me.
Well, I gotta be ready because Tony said he wanna run me in Hattiesburg. So we gonna work that shit out. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
so he see how slow the motherfucker was or whatever. So I guess he gonna get his he gonna put his he gonna whoop me with a small block.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, more power.
Bring it on.
Yeah, man. You know, that's the boss, big nuts, bad, baby. He say, come on with it.
Yeah, hey, you know the biggest and the baddest get whooped sometimes too. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel you, man.
They hey, always you, told me that.
Who you locked in around in Lewis?
Beers.
Okay.
Got
been
in the Caesar Lane head up in Caesar Lane at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Goddamn, man, you know I like to know you better.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm going to do it as long as I can do it, man. You know what? Hey, it feels like fast as life going, man. Hey, you better enjoy it while you're here, because when you're gone, it's all over, man.
Hey, what'd you say, baby? Ain't no hole there.
Yo, man, we came, hey, that we came back. So you
hey.
Might enjoy it while I'm here.
Hey, you damn sure been turning that breakfast.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to get together. They've been beating up on my ass, but you know what? I ain't gonna give up. Cause sooner or later, it's gonna work out.
Yeah, they've been beating up on me.
They've been beating up on me pretty good. But see, you know one thing? I ain't no quitter.
Man, they one thing I'm concerned is respect the situation. Man, can't no motherfucker say nothing about you because you getting in that ring.
They ain't gonna change. Hey, 2013, Leroy. They ain't gonna change real fast, man.
Hey, I would love to see you out there fucking hoes. Hey, I ain't wanna say it. I lost a couple hours quite a few times.
Hey.
Hey,
when you made that pass up there in Mod Michigan, you was driving, so you couldn't see that. When you made that pass up there in Mod Michigan by yourself. You should have seen everybody's mouths look like circles. You know how you make a circle? When you make your mouth like a circle, say, ooh.
Well, hey, look, you know, I don't know what you say, but my buddies from down that way, I didn't stop fussing with them. I guess they didn't stop fussing with me, so I don't want to get in their ass and break them legs and all that shit. So I'm a good guy.
Who that, Leroy?
Yeah, my buddy. And Kimo got my buddies now.
Now, you know me and Kimo gonna run in Hattiesburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, me and Kimo gonna run in Hattiesburg. We locked in for Hattiesburg.
Okay, that's good.
I'm gonna show him that turbo car.
I heard that. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Did you run for me too?
I'm gonna run beer first. When I run beer Saturday, I'm gonna run chemo Monday. And then after that, anybody get in the way?
I heard that. What about Sweet Potato? He coming down?
Yeah, he'll be ready.
That's good.
Yeah, he's going to be ready.
That's cool, man. They got down the gun and he ain't put himself back. Hey, got it. Pull yourself back together, baby.
What's up to the gutty, man?
Man, the dude got all emotional shit. And I'm going to put the song up, I guess.
Yeah, because we still on the racing show.
The man couldn't hurt, man. The man said he can't take it. He got into it with somebody that he said had a toupee. He thought he had a toupee off the motherfucking head.
I done told you once, I'm going to get his name is not Gunny. His name is King Pleasure.
King Pleasure, whatever the fuck his name is. King Dingling, whatever the goddamn name is. Oh, shit, it's going to be all right. Well, hey, can somebody hit him on another line and tell him if it was something I said that offended him, I would like to apologize. You know, and I hope he can pull himself together and come back on the show.
Well, if you and Leon stay on, I'll see if I can get a hold of it.
You know they on the line. They just listen.
Well, Gunn ain't on the phone. I'm telling you, the man had a breakdown, man. The man on the emotional roller coaster, Jack.
Maybe he might have a toothache.
Man, I'm telling you, man, the man said he can't take it. And man, he rushed off the phone. You know how motherfuckers do that little half-pitch like that?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Lady A, I don't know if Lady A is here, but I just logged on to the show. I see we have a Leroy wants to talk about anything other than him racing somebody, so I can go for that. But in the meantime, I'll tell you what, let me get into this commercial.
Hey, honey, how you doing, baby? Hey, I just want to apologize for anything I said to offend you. And I'm glad you was able to pull yourself together and come back with your professional voice, your radio voice. Hey, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful radio voice, too. And I would like to take my hat off to you because you are the man. Don't enough to your promote your sponsors or whatever. Go ahead.
Before you get started, Mr. Gunny Pink, before you get started, could you please let everybody know in the Grudge Racing world what your name is?
If you're looking for a race and you find it hard to get a race and you find that people are ducking and dodging you, all you got to do is ask for clean King Pleasure and let me know what your request is and I'll find whatever you need to tickle your fence. Let's get into it.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance.